the darkness, I can see your light. Sorry, can I start over?
No.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You more know so much than anybody else what it's like to have people see something of value and worth and hate you because you're beautiful and you didn't ask for it. I did not ask for this. It was given to me. I used to come home and cry in high school and say, Mom, I don't want to be pretty anymore. And she'd be like, you stop it. Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
And you're pretty smart for a retard.
Hey, don't judge my disability.
What you gotta say now, bitch? What you gotta say now? You ain't got shit to say, motherfucker. What you gotta say? What you gotta say, bitch? What you gotta say? What you gotta say, bitch?
And now.
You know, this is really uncomfortable.
No. This is uncomfortable.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:31, and it's Wednesday, the 4th of February.
We're going to take your phone calls as we normally do at 1-800-520-1067. It's Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew for a Wednesday morning. Kevin, I know you're always, every day you come and you want to talk about baseball. We don't let you because we like, we prefer that you wait until, you know, during the season.
You know, I hate baseball, actually.
What?
That's you. That's
Oh, I thought,
yeah, you,
I thought you were the one around who talked. Oh, I
find
see.
It quite boring.
I thought you were the one who did the countdown, the days the pitchers and catchers report to spring training. That's not you?
No, that was you knowing that it annoyed me. That was you.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't blame you this morning, Kevin. You can call about this or anything for What to Do Nephew, but I don't blame you this morning for asking why Manny won't play 1 year, which is about, I don't know, 8 months' work, for $25 million. To play for the Dodgers.
Why he won't even respond to the offer?
Yes. A team that he professes to love, a city that he professes to want to be in, for a good team with a great manager and a good organization, and they're offering him $25 million to run around the bases for 8 months. What's the deal?
Doesn't he also have to hit the ball?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a little more than running around the bases.
He's really good at it, though.
Oh, okay.
So we're not asking him to do something that he doesn't already do and know how to do and is good at doing.
Is he asking for multiple years? Is that his?
He's not asking anything. He's not responding to offers.
Yeah.
They did go in with a 2-year offer as well.
I think that's what he wants, though, right, Mike? He wants this is his last contract ever. He wants to lock it down and make it.
How many years?
Right. His big gripe is that he wants a long term contract. I don't really know if it's him or if it's his. Ball busting prick of an agent, is it Boris Bean? Scott Boris?
Yes, Scott Boris.
People always run into trouble when they're dealing with this guy, and that's part of what makes him so good at his job. But he has just been so non-responsive. But from the beginning, he said he wants a deal that'll take him into
his 50s.
Three seasons or more, and the Dodgers are not ready to offer that.
I guess he feels like he was here last year and he showed how great he is, so he's proven himself and he shouldn't have to dick around with 1 year. I mean, maybe at that level,
see that.
He's a little bit insulted, I guess.
I can sort of see that.
Him a year.
I mean, they're very.
But why wouldn't the Dodgers want him for more than a year, Mike? That's what I don't get. Is it just because of his age?
I would imagine.
Or his attitude?
Well, didn't they come back with a 2-year offer as well?
Originally, months ago, when this all started, their original offer was a 2-year deal. It wasn't for the money that he wanted. And then yesterday, the McCourts essentially said, look, this is the last offer we're going to give you.
Yeah.
Is 1 year, $25
million. He's got upkeep on that hair. I mean, $25 million, how's he supposed to make ends meet?
It really is hard to get your head around someone turning down $25 million.
Yeah.
Like, I think he could live on that for the rest of his life. I'm not sure.
You would think.
But I think.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm guessing he banked a little bit of before, right?
Sure.
I think a lot of this is that guys like Manny Ramirez don't really believe that this economy is affecting people like the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. And they're not really willing to make the type of offers that they were, say, 5 seasons ago.
Absolutely right. I mean, there's no question that there are going to be some people this season who are not going to be able to afford to go to Dodger games or as many Dodger games because they've got they got reduced income.
Sure.
Plus, it's boring.
So you got
plus,
that.
It's the best sport in the world, right?
Anyway, I guess what we're saying in the unlikely event that Mr. Ramirez is listening is just go ahead and take the $25 million and then worry about next year later.
I'm sure he is. I'm sure Manny listens to us at 5:35 in the morning.
Of course. I hope he does.
All right, let's take your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do?
What it do,
nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Bear Mountain on Valentine's Day. How's that sound? Saturday, February 14th. We'll be here before you know it, and you can join K-Rock on the mountain with a free pair of lift tickets at 1-800-520-1067. If you get on the air for Kevin Beans, what it do, nephew?
All right, let's go to Nick in the City of Commerce. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What's happening?
I just think it's the agent asking for more money because he wants it.
I see. The agent gets his cut, so he won't take less?
But just more money.
But can Manny say to his agent, hey, this is enough for 1 year?
If he doesn't involve him in all the deals?
I can't imagine that the agent isn't talking to his client, but the guy is the best agent in baseball. I mean, he does get unbelievable deals for guys who just don't deserve it.
Yeah.
He really does.
But does that backfire then when he's got a... When he's got a guy like this, because
people, I think so.
People feel like they had to overpay on some other deal.
Yeah.
Is there any chance someone else will cough up what he wants, Mike?
It doesn't look like it. Look, what are we in February now, and no one else has really offered up a real deal to Manny? That's got to say something. It's not, you know,
spring
it's
training
not like,
starts this month,
right?
I have a question. This is the most important question. Why are we talking about baseball?
Because a lot of people care about Manny Ramirez and hope the Dodgers do well this year. That's why.
All right. Let's go to Ruben. Let's change topics because I'm pretty tired of this. Ruben is calling from England. Hey there.
How you guys doing?
We are good.
Good.
Listen, you know what? I think that baseball, I agree, baseball is one of the most boring games, first of all.
One of the best games, right?
Why it's America's game. It should be NFL. It should be America's favorite game, right? Second of all, if you don't, you know, if these people, all of us don't want to see these players make this kind of money, then people should just quit going to the games. Because as long as people keep going to the games and paying the admission fee, these teams are going to have the money to pay the players.
I don't mind that the player gets that if he's earning it. I mean, I really don't.
Well, and baseball is one of the more affordable sports, frankly. Yeah. A lot of people can only afford to go to baseball. Yeah.
But it's boring.
Yeah.
Well, there is that. They don't think that, apparently.
There is that.
It is fantastic. You're right about that, Jason. Good point. Or Ruben. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jason now in Pomona because he is calling about the most important topic of the day.
All right. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Jason?
What's going on?
Hey, did you guys see what Alita was wearing this morning on the news?
Yeah.
Of course.
No.
Yeah. We have discussed it in great detail this morning, Mike and I have.
Already?
Bean and I have already said that her shirt today will be known as the Equator of Love.
Oh, my. Sorry, Lisa May, but she's got you outgunned.
Dude, I knew that going in.
They are melons. I mean, it's crazy how big they're getting. I think they're getting bigger. That's what's weird about them.
Here's what's really weird. There are 7 billion hotter chicks on TV, and you guys are obsessed with this weathercaster.
Oh, you're wrong, sir. You're wrong.
You are wrong, and there's certainly nobody hotter available at 5:30 in the morning. I'll tell you that.
And there may not be anybody available, period, on network television with bigger breasts. I mean,
I agree.
I think you guys don't have computers.
That's the only category you guys have is network TV.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, 5:30 in the morning.
5:30 in the morning on free TV every day. You can't beat that.
Oh, wow.
Free TV.
What is wrong with you people?
What is wrong with you?
That happened on TV, Kevin.
Yeah. I think she's getting prettier too. By the way, I don't think it's just her boobs. I actually think she's getting prettier.
Yeah.
All right, let's take Jeff in Torrance. He's on line one on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning. What it do, nephew? Hey, Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
What it do?
What's happening?
What it do?
Hey, you know what? I don't know if you guys have seen this, and I hate to bring the vibe down on such a beautiful day, but you know, lately there's been a lot of parents offing their kids in the news. Well, yesterday, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but apparently there's a 4-year-old that crawled into a front-loaded washer, you know, the type with the window that you see in the laundromat.
Yeah.
And her 15-month-old was able to lock her in and push the correct start button. And unfortunately, the baby died, like I said, not trying to bring down the vibe.
No, that does nothing but up it. We are now more positive than we've ever been.
I want to hear the happy spin that Jeff is going to put on this story since he doesn't want to bring the vibe of the room down. Let's hear how you're going to make this turn out good for everyone, Jeff.
You know, I can't do that, unfortunately. All I'm saying is I think there's a lot of people out there that don't need to be don't need to be having the kids, because things like this, I mean, I just don't buy it. And I, the whole off and the kids thing, everybody's just, there's a huge influx of it now, and I just, I don't understand it.
So stupid people stop having kids.
That's pretty much it.
All right. I think we're with you on that.
Yeah, of course. I will tell you, though, that as horrible and tragic as it is, I can understand why a parent would not anticipate that a 15-month-old was going to start a washing machine. I can understand how that would escape you. And that's when you realize after the fact, oh, my God, I need to be way more vigilant.
Yeah.
I don't want to bring down the vibe, but dead baby.
Let's talk about dead baby. I don't want to bum you guys out, but let's talk about maybe the worst story ever.
That was a good one to end on. I want to thank Jeff again for calling in and really making it a party.
That was good work on his part. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Kelly McCarty.
Yes!
She starred on Passions, that TV show Passions.
Yes.
And had the crazy midget on it.
And now she's, she's doing porn. Mm-hmm. Doing that.
Girls got to do what a girl's got
to
do.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Nice to see some of these hot actresses going in the right direction for a change.
She's going to be in the studio today.
Okay.
Also, sometimes you see hot porn actresses who decide they're going mainstream. No one needs that.
Well, it certainly doesn't work as well. I'll tell you that.
It's not as interesting. That's true. Craig Robinson will be on the show today.
Oh, from The Office.
Yep.
Daryl
from The Office. Love him. Doing some stand-up. He's in Fanboys that comes out on Friday.
Cool.
So we're very excited about that. We're going to give you a chance to earn tickets in the 6 o'clock hour for K-Rock's World Tour 2009 Destination Number 2, which is The Killers in Barcelona.
Barcelona! Barcelona!
I would like to apologize in advance for the way you're going to have to earn them, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
It's going to hurt.
Speaking of hot chicks that should do porn, LaQuisha will be on the program. Talking about A Double Shot of Love. And from the TV show Life, Sarah Shahi. Come on.
She's great.
I agree.
Ricardo Montalban Khan tribute, is that what that was?
Whatever noise that was, I'm down with.
Yeah.
Giggity, giggity, giggity. And Bean is less excited about Craig Robinson from The Office, less excited about Sarah Shahi, smoking hot actress, less excited about Kelly McCarty doing porn, more excited about buying a phone number. That's really
all
he cares
about. That's the only thing that matters today is we're going to talk to the dude who owns 867-5309.
Bean is very, very excited about that phone number because it was in a song. Bean never answers the phone.
No. It doesn't want people to call him.
Does not want calls.
Will you guys call me when I get that number?
Nope.
No.
Really?
God, no. Why? You won't answer.
It's going to be so cool, though.
But it'll just ring.
Yeah, that's just going to be more
awesome.
It'll be more ringing than before.
Yes.
And that's the only change.
I'm going to put that Tommy Two Tone song on as my ring back when people call that number.
And you still won't answer.
It's going to be so cool, though.
Don't understand.
Bean. I mean, period. Bean. I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die. Bean.
Come on.
You and me.
Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on?
Well, I'm standing behind the King of Mexico in the office in the other room, and I say, Dave, that rat tail's really starting to grow long. He goes, I know. I hate it.
Are you kidding?
It just started to get anywhere.
After
I mean, finally differentiated from his other hair. You can finally see it. I know. I hate it.
Well, everyone hates it. What's
the same people are making him do it?
Well, then cut it off. I know. I will.
When
he gets around to it.
We've been harassing him about this forever, and he's been so proud and happy and satisfied.
Very strange.
Greatest joy in his life.
Very strange. Strange little Mexican.
It is time for the Ralph Showbiz Bee. What's going on, Ralph?
Kevin, and before I get to Showbiz News, I want to give you a quick heads up.
Yes.
Odds for next year's Super Bowl have just been released. Apparently, the Arizona Cardinals are 30-1 to win the Super Bowl next year.
Still worth a bet.
So it's still worth, I think, throwing $20 at, I think, next time you're in Vegas.
That's not bad.
Time to start all over again.
The Steelers. Here's just the pathetic nature of my life. I already had a trip to Vegas planned to cash in that ticket.
To collect your ticket?
Still going. I'll put it on then.
Okay.
Hey, Ralph, you're the football/betting expert. Why aren't the odds lower for them, as good a team as they are? Is it the fear that Werner won't come back?
Yeah, the uncertain return of Kurt Werner right now is the major factor regarding the odds. I'm sure if he says, I'll be back another year, those odds will shorten and you'll get less of a payback. But I thought it was interesting that the Pittsburgh Steelers are not the favorite to win next year's Super Bowl.
Really? Why?
I have no idea.
Are they old? Are some of their receivers or somebody old?
They are a 10-1.
Huh. Who's favored?
The favorites are the New England Patriots.
Because Brady will be back.
8-1 because Brady will be back. The Dallas Cowboys, inexplicably, are 9-1.
Really?
In second place.
That's a surprise.
Then the New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Steelers going off at 10-1, coming in third and fourth, and it's high. So those are your odds for next year's Super Bowl. Start thinking about next year's NFL season. And I'll tell you, that's the saddest part of the Super Bowl for me. Once it's all over, it's like, damn, that's it. There's no more football.
Yeah. But then it's a long, dry spell.
So long. No football. Seems like forever. Well, but April, we get the draft. I get to stay up for 3 days straight and watch the draft. So
that's well, that's fun.
There is the Pro Bowl.
That's right. We got that.
And that's always
this week. This weekend?
Not exciting.
Yes.
Yes, this weekend.
Yes. In Hawaii,
rather?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Now, the Steelers are the only team in Pennsylvania, right? They're the only NFL team
that's
in the state.
Only team
that's
I can talk about, that's
yep.
for sure.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, the only one I can talk about.
If there were another one, what would the odds be there?
The odds would be 1-1 to win
oh,
the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Even money, that's what that would be. Guaranteed.
Sure.
It's a lock, as they say.
Sure.
A lead pipe, stone cold lock of the
for
century.
For who? Who are we talking about? What team?
Utter Week. It's the other team in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember what they're called.
It is on! It is on like Donkey Kong!
Uh-oh. What?
Remember I told you 2 weeks ago that Hilary Duff had been signed to take on the role of Bonnie in Bonnie and Clyde, the legendary bank-robbing duo from the 30s?
Mm-hmm. Right.
This was a famous movie made in the 60s originally, based on this true story starring Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway. Well, Faye Dunaway told a reporter, upon hearing the news that Hilary Duff had been cast in the remake, couldn't they at least hire a real actress, she said.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, Hilary Duff has retaliated.
If you're Hilary Duff, though, don't you go, yeah, she's kind of got a point. I'll try and make it work, but yeah. I can see why she thinks that, of course.
I was, what the hell was that show she had?
Some Disney show?
Yeah, that
Lizzie
Disney show.
Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, I was Lizzie McGuire. Yeah. And this is an Oscar winner.
Right.
Maybe she's got a point that I need to prove something.
Keep your mouth shut and just prove it with your acting.
Not Hill.
All right.
I think that my fans are going to go see the movie and don't even know who she is. So, you know, I think it was a little unnecessary, but I might be bad, too, if I looked like that now.
Oh.
Real.
All right, now I'm in. That's a great answer.
These girls, man, they're getting on my neck.
It's good to see the youth having perspective.
Yes.
It?
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
The funny thing is that Hillary did a photo layout in Allure magazine last year where she, I guess this is maybe why they cast her, she did an homage to Faye Dunaway's look in that movie. Because it was sort of a big style thing in the 60s when she made that movie. All the girls started wearing berets and things like she dressed in that movie. So she dressed up as her, as that character in this photo shoot. And she looks a lot like Faye Dunaway did at that age.
That's
so it's kind of funny that they're having this cat fight. But I'm endlessly entertained.
Me
by that
too.
Kind of stuff.
Keep it up.
Good stuff.
Let somebody ask Faye Dunaway what she thinks about that.
Yeah, right.
Let's keep it going.
Amy Winehouse knows the world's been watching her very public battle against addiction, and she thinks she can help.
Who's Amy Winehouse?
Help
I don't
who?
Know who she
Nobody
is.
Nobody knows her. No one knows who Amy Winehouse is.
That's lightning.
No one.
When did that happen? I didn't hear that story.
Yesterday was magical.
You missed the magic.
Yeah.
Hasn't she sold millions of records?
Of course she has.
Hit singles on the radio, videos on MTV, and been a staple in entertainment news every day for the last 2 years?
You're in entertainment.
You're in the bubble. You're in that bubble, but there's a lot of real people outside of your bubble who don't follow every tabloid story ever.
My friends don't know who she is.
My friends have no idea who she is. Not that big.
Apparently whoever's booking Coachella thought enough of her to put her second on Saturday
no
night
one
from,
knows
the,
who
from
she
the top
is.
Of the bill.
No one knows.
Being the part of the story that you're missing is that it's lightning.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Logic doesn't apply.
According to the New York Post, Amy and her staff of management are launching a pitch for a new reality TV program.
Am I going to die on tonight's show?
Yes. Is that the name of it?
Fred's called If You Kill Amy. apparently, she thinks that this TV show would be fascinating to watch the heartache and struggles that go along with recovery as she goes through recovery and believes it will help others by example.
Isn't this celebrity rehab?
It is. Only it's Winehouse. Suck it, Dr. Drew. This would rock.
Is what she's doing recovery?
Well, here's the thing. I think you have to enter into recovery first before you can document it with a TV program. I think that's the first step. Before you start making the TV deal, maybe you want to get into some sort of program.
Yeah.
But she thinks she can help others. She can't help herself.
I think, based on what I've heard this morning, lightning needs to be in a program.
Yeah.
Some sort of awareness program.
No one knows. No one.
Who the hell's Barack Obama? Never heard of him.
A lot of my friends don't know who Barack Obama is.
Welcome back, Mr. Diesel.
Diesel, now there's a star.
He's the best.
Can you believe the Fat Jessica Simpson story is still ongoing in the news?
No, they can't get over it.
What's happening now?
And they can't stop asking anyone within arm's length of a microphone what they think about this story.
Yeah.
They're calling it Weightgate now, by the way.
Weightgate?
Yes, Weightgate.
That's funny. Apparently, an insider close to the Simpson family.
Love these insiders.
Tells Fox News that Jessica isn't nearly as heavy as she looks in those photos. She says the result was simply a byproduct of bad styling and an unflattering camera angle.
There's some truth to that, I'm sure.
I'm sure there is,
so too,
Lisa,
yeah.
But
there were a
still,
lot of pictures, though.
There were
just
a lot of
photo.
Pictures, and every angle, she looked fat.
Now it's just, I mean, look at her. She's got elbow cleavage.
Every time I hear someone talk about the unflattering camera and how it makes you look heavy, I always think back to that Friends episode where they're showing Monica when she's a teenager and she's about three bills.
In the fat suit.
And she goes, well, you know, the camera adds 10 pounds. And Chandler says, how many cameras are on you? Still think that's the funniest line ever been said about that phenomenon. Britney Spears. Her ex-manager, Sam Lufty.
Yeah.
Remember Sam?
You got to put the manager word in quotations, though, don't you?
Yeah, he was sort of a hanger-on more than he was a manager.
Was he the one that was kind of feeding her pills?
He was literally feeding her, I think.
Yeah.
Open the hanger. Here comes the airplane. He was keeping her.
Trying to keep
according
her.
To stories, keeping her loaded and out of her mind. So that
bad girl's fat.
Take advantage. And so Jamie and Lynn Spears, Britney's parents, stepped in. And they slapped a restraining order on him
right.
to keep him away from Britney. Well, Sam Lutvey is none too pleased about being banished from Britney's life and has filed a lawsuit against Britney and her parents for libel, defamation, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and breach of contract. He says that Britney's folks launched a campaign of lies to destroy him. And he has been the victim of public scorn ever since.
What a jackal.
Sam's hoping for a big payoff. He says he entered into an oral agreement with Britney. Oh. You're not the first fella, by
hey,
the way.
Yeah,
he entered
talking.
Into an oral agreement.
Come on!
To be paid 15% commission on for managing her.
15%.
He did a hell of a job while he was with her, that's
sure
for sure.
He sure did. Look at her career.
And it's what? It's endless? It's forever?
It was a 4-year deal, he claims. Oh, so he's looking for his payout.
Interesting.
Good luck.
Good luck indeed. And Joe Francis, they found him. Remember Joe Francis didn't show up to court the other day for his tax evasion charges?
Right.
The judge slapped a bench warrant for his arrest.
Yeah, he said he was trying to change attorneys.
Right.
He's the girls gone wild dude.
Right. Yeah.
They found him.
Yeah.
And now he's on a home detention. Apparently he's got an ankle bracelet. That's where they're keeping him.
Those are fashionable.
Idiot. Yeah.
So the girls now have to come to his house for him to work.
That's right. Girls Gone Wild delivery service. Girls Gone Room service. Apparently, Lisa, he was too sick to get to court the other day. Hmm. That's what happened.
So he's not changing attorneys?
The judge didn't buy it.
Okay.
And said, you are a slap with this ankle bracelet until we get you back into the courtroom. So.
Well, refresh my memory, Ralph, because it seems like forever ago that we spoke with Joe Francis when he was in jail in Nevada.
Yeah.
Are these the same charges, or they got him for something else, or what are they going after him for?
Dude, that's a good question, because I know there were several different cases pending, and I'm not sure which one this
and
is.
And in several different states, I think, may have been part of it
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. So I'm not sure exactly which court this takes place.
Yeah, I just wonder if it's taxes or if this is more underage girls or what's
this
going
one
on.
Is a tax evasion taxes. Case, it says here. Federal tax evasion case.
Ouch.
You can't get out of federal court like you used to get out of junior high by going, my stomach hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My mom wrote a note.
It's a shame it's not some sort of communication device where you can inform the court that there's a problem. Some of the, I don't know, where it carries your voice through a wire or through the air and
way
you
too
and they pick
futuristic.
Up on the other end and you can get the number 867-5309.
That's crazy
you know,
talk.
That'd be great. So, today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Gavin DeGraw is 32 years old. Today, Natalie Imbruglia celebrates her 34th. Bassist Rick Burch of Jimmy Eat World is 34. Alice Cooper.
Yeah!
Oh, she's good.
That's a dude. He's 61 years old. One of our favorites, actor, comedian, Daily Show correspondent, Rob Corddry. Is 38 years old today. The People's Champion, Oscar De La Hoya.
He is 36 years old today. Oscar, how are you going to celebrate your birthday?
What kind of plans you got?
I will do what I normally do as the golden boy. What's I will knock out many Filipinos.
I haven't seen you knock out one Filipino
yet. I usually crush them and kill them. I have to keep it a secret because as far as I know, even in Los Angeles where I'm the king, the golden boy, it's illegal to kill people.
Yeah.
So I have to keep it very quiet because many Filipinos come my way, I kill them with my Mexican fists.
Okay, Mexican fists. Avocado.
You have avocado fist?
Avocado and lime juice.
That's what's in your fist? And astronomer Clyde Tombaugh would have been 103 years old today.
Come on. Thank you for the mention, Ralph. I appreciate that.
Unfortunately, he's very dead and founded a rock that isn't even a planet. So
how dare you? How dare you?
He's a fake.
The great work of Dr. Tombaugh.
So in death, he suffers ignominy.
Ooh, good word. I don't know that word, but it sounds bad.
Bam!
No, it's on. It's on. Hillary Duff's going to be using that one next time.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Perhaps some...
That actually worked.
That one needed a hey.
That did need a hey.
Okay.
It was bad timing. Oh, yeah. It was bad timing, but it needed a hey.
F you.
If you have earplugs, perhaps now's the time.
How dare you?
Put them in.
Crank it up, y'all.
It's not too late to just give the tickets to Caller 20. We don't have to make people sit through Omaroki. We really don't.
My advice to you is turn it up and rip off the knob.
It's K-Rock's World Tour destination number 2, which is the Killers in Barcelona.
Barcelona!
You qualify by winning whichever day you want, day 1, 2, or 3 for Coachella. And then we're going to, on Friday morning, do a drawing for somebody that's going to go to Barcelona, Spain.
Barcelona!
But you are going to have to earn it by identifying the bands. They are all bands that are playing Coachella, and they're going to be done poorly by my man, Omar.
Maroki as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
All right, so if you are right, you go into a drawing that Lisa will do in a moment and find out who wins the tickets to your night at Coachella, and you're eligible for the grand prize drawing that we do Friday. Now, it could be a solo artist, doesn't have to be a band, but we are looking for the artist. You don't have to come up with a song this time, and that is different, because Omar's singing has gotten so bad now, you can't even tell what he's saying anymore.
It's unidentifiable.
All right, who's our first contestant?
Keith in Glendora. Keith is a nurse. Good morning, Keith.
Morning, boys. Lisa May.
Good morning, Keith.
Well, here's your song from Omar. Identify the band and or artist.
Why do you come here? And why
I heard Morrissey.
I'm so grateful when a contestant
like gets it instantly, so we can stop Omar from singing as quickly as possible.
They short it. They shout it before the Omar's done, and then we all are spared some noise. Joe in Glendale. Good morning.
Glendale.
Good morning.
Joe says he's a game tester. You do that for a living? Video games?
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow.
Hey, are they hiring?
The best job ever.
No, a bunch of people actually got laid off like last week. Oh, good
times. That's too bad. Okay.
So, yeah.
You know what they're going to do? Play games. Play video games.
All right. You know, isn't that funny?
Here's your song, Joe.
I've been waiting. I've been waiting for this moment all my life.
The Silver Sun pickup.
Yes! I've been waiting for this moment all my life. I have a feeling that nobody wants me to sing the whole song. What the hell's wrong with everybody?
No, this is all good.
You know, you guys are losing ratings right now. People are like, oh, if they're not going to let him sing, they're listening to Big Boy right now.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Let's go to Raul in Downey. Raul's a medical clerk. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, everyone's gotten it so far. Here's your Omaroki song.
I'm coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because
I'm sorry,
I
say it again.
The Killers.
Yeah.
Yes!
I'm coming out of my cage, and I've been doing just fine.
Nicely done.
Oh, I love this. This is going to be the fastest game of Omaroki ever.
It's the best. You guys rule. Let's go to Patsy in Anaheim. Good morning, Patsy.
Hi, good morning.
Nice name.
Thank you.
All right, here's your Omaroki song. Name the band.
Come on, let's get high. Come on, let's get high. High.
Yes!
I'm found a new way. I'm found a new way.
Awesome.
These are some K-Rock music fans calling in today. This is awesome.
Impressed. I don't know that we've ever had a better group of people
that
can identify.
Why are you giving them freaking credit? It's me singing. That's why they're getting it. What's wrong with you?
That's right. Yeah. I'm sorry, Omar.
Why did that
Jesus
not occur to
Christ.
Us?
Carol in Valley Village. Good morning. Are you alive? Carol?
Barely.
What's the problem? What's going on at your house?
Just a little cat.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Are you on the speakerphone?
No.
Oh, it sounds like. Okay, here's
bathroom.
Here's your Omaroki.
Yeah.
I would break down at your feet and beg forgiveness, plead with
the
you.
Cure! Nicely done.
Woo. I would break down at your feet and beg forgiveness, plead with you.
Even her in her current state of being in a coma.
God, yeah. That's amazing. That's
I say we retire this game after today because clearly
kidding?
We're going out on top.
The promoters of Coachella are listening to this and they're going to dedicate one entire night to me next next year.
You're going
to
play the you? Thursday of Coachella? Robert in Los Angeles, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Lisa.
Hi, Robert.
Hi.
No no pressure, but no one's missed yet.
I know. I'm scared now.
All right. You're going to be a big fat loser if you do. Here's Omar Rookie.
Bass in your face, not an 8-track going to wood to wood. So the people gave you some dat, reacted to the fact that I kick and I stick and I stay around. Point the joint and put it down.
Best performance ever.
You
could have seen that.
Name the band, Robert.
I don't know.
Oh.
Sorry, wow, a guess would have been nice,
I thought
but
bass in your face would have been a good clue.
That would be Public Enemy.
Bass in your face, track getting it good to the woods.
Flavor Flav.
All right, let's do one more and cut our losses.
Robert in Baldwin Park works for UPS. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Robert.
Hello.
All right, here's your song.
Everybody gonna dance tonight. Everybody gonna feel all right.
What?
Everybody gonna dance around tonight.
Hey, oh, be quiet. Shh. What?
Say it again.
Everybody gonna dance.
Yeah.
That's what I thought he said. Everybody
gonna dance tonight. Wow. Everybody gonna feel all right.
That was uncanny.
Like 7 for 8 or something like that we did there. And
very
somebody's
impressive.
Gonna win tickets for Coachella and be in the grand prize drawing that we'll do on Friday morning. Lisa, who's our winner?
Carol in Valley Village.
Carol.
Yeah!
In Valley Village. Let me see if I can find her. Hi, Carol. Were you the person
She's
in the coma?
In the bathroom, yeah.
Are you in your shower right now?
Whoa.
Okay.
She woke up.
I'll take that as a yes. Congratulations.
Oh, Maroki, that's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
Wait, can I have that record? I love that song.
Yes, you could have it. If I'm Craig Robinson and I'm on The Office, I'm not working weekends. I'm at home with the ladies drinking out of my pimp cup. That's what I'm doing with my time. But Craig Robinson is going to be at the Irvine Improv at the Irvine Spectrum this weekend. And he joins us on the phone on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock right now. Hey, Craig, welcome back, my friend.
Good morning, number one rated morning show. Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be back. They were like, oh, you on Kevin and Bean? This week I was like, what?
Craig, with a lot of enthusiasm and energy for this ungodly hour of the morning. But I guess you guys work pretty crazy hours over the office. You used to being up, right?
We do, but I'm not. This is kind of just me being crazy and sleep at the same time.
Ah, I got you.
I got you.
I like it.
So I guess there are probably still people out there that don't know that you come from stand-up. This is something you've been doing even before you were an actor, right? So this is, this is a return to your roots this weekend.
15 years deep. Yeah, and I've been on the road like all of January. I went to San Francisco and Denver and Dallas and Honolulu and Jersey. So I just, my act has been getting sharper. So here I come to Irvine.
So you do Honolulu. Who comes to those comedy shows? Because they're all tourists, right?
No, this was a little place called the Pipeline Cafe. I was only in Honolulu for 32 hours, first of all.
Oh, wow.
Well,
yeah,
that's not good planning.
Yeah.
Craig?
It was excellent planning because I was going, from Sunday, and then I was going to leave on Thursday. But then we got tickets to the Golden Globes, so it was like, oh, yeah, I can't miss the Golden Globes.
All right.
So then I was going to leave on Tuesday, but then something else, like, amazingly awesome happened. I had a table read with Spike Lee.
Wow.
I was like, you can't meet Spike Lee, table read. So then I was in Honolulu for 33 hours. And, it wasn't, it wasn't any tourists at all. It was a little local joint.
How about that?
And it was loads of fun.
You got too many good things happening. Hey, tell me about Spike Lee. Of course, you're a black guy, so he likes you. But do you ever see him be nice to white people?
No, it was funny because there were a couple of white people in the tapery, and every time they read, he would slap them. It was interesting.
That's about right. That's what I thought.
He didn't go down.
You wouldn't expect that. That's odd.
hey, Craig, on some of your gigs that you do, you perform with a band. Is it the Nasty Delicious? Is that the group you front also?
That's exactly correct. And we'll be doing the gig, actually, February 14th. We're going to do love songs and beep jokes on Valentine's Day.
Perfect.
At the Melrose Improv.
I think you said September. You meant February?
I did say February, didn't I?
I don't know.
I thought you said February, but
I apologize then.
Kevin's on the pipe, so who knows? So that'll be Valentine's Day. Of course, this week it'll be February 6th and 7th at the Irvine Improv at the Irvine Spectrum, which sounds like fun. Hey, pretty big deal having your show, The Office, selected to be the one that follows the Super Bowl this year. That's an honor.
22 million viewers hung around, or somewhere around that number. I saw the
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I was an honor. And, you know, it was even more an honor to have a couple of lines in that program.
Yeah, you did. And I actually have them. This is you talking to your boss, Michael Scott, trying to figure out if he knows what the name of a fellow worker is.
My claims... We're all a family. You know,
we
right?
are. We are a family.
Oh, okay. So, what's his name?
Oh, very funny.
What's his name?
I'm thinking Roy.
Roy left years ago. What's his name?
I don't believe I have had the pleasure.
Michael, I gave you a ride home last week, and we spent an hour in traffic.
What's his name?
Jefferson.
Nope. His name is Michael.
That is Craig Robinson from The Office. Of course, you've also seen him in Pineapple Express and Knocked Up. He's in Zach and Mary Make a Porno, which just came out on DVD. We had your friend Kevin Smith in on the show yesterday, Craig. And you got another movie coming out on Friday. I guess you make a brief appearance in Fanboys, which is one we've been looking forward to for such a long time.
Oh, the Fanboys out this weekend?
Yes, Friday.
Well, no one invited me to the premiere. Well, interesting.
They did, however, give you a lot of props in the trailer for that movie as they introduced you this way.
The warehouse guy from The Office.
That's it. The warehouse guy from The Office.
I got in the trailer, dude. I got like one line in that movie. That's crazy. Well, it's good to see that's coming out. Yeah, and that was fun to make. That was the... Shauna Robertson, one of the producers you might know from all of Judd Apatow's movies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She was
yep.
like, come on down and do this part. And I was like, heck yeah, I will. Shauna.
No,
everything.
It looks great, and we're having Kristen Bell on Friday, too, of course, is one of the stars of Fanboys. It looks great. You got so much going on, Craig. Man, what a great time for you right now, dude.
It's pretty nice. Thank you very much.
Friday night and Saturday night, he is at the Irvine Improv at the Irvine Spectrum, and you can get tickets at improv.com. Craig, you're the man. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you all.
Sarah Shahi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whatever. Can I hear a moment with Kevin?
Nope. We don't have any time for that. Thanks
I think
for
I have plenty of time. This is my time. It's our time.
I'd love to. I mean, I'd love to play it for
we'll
you.
We'll get some pizza on our time, Mr. Hand.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
So you do Honolulu. Who comes to those comedy shows? Who's the Because they're all tourists, right?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
What answer were you anticipating, Kevin?
I think in my jumbled mind, I was thinking that they would all be tourists. And what I wanted to know was where most of the tourists came from. That's not at all what I asked.
Wow, I had no idea.
Where the tourists in Honolulu
like if they're
come
from? Japan.
Yeah, like
or,
where?
Right.
What is the crowd made up of? Like what percentage of tourists? I don't know.
But why? Why did you? Why were you interested in taking a census of visitors to the island?
See the demographic of Craig's audience.
I couldn't tell you.
I mean, comedians have to change their act depending on where they are.
Thank
right?
you, Lisa. Thank you.
It kind of makes
yeah,
sense.
What she says.
We didn't have time for that kind of question.
I could see it, Kevin, saying, is it tough to get a crowd at a comedy show in Honolulu, being that it's mostly tourists? I could see that. But
yeah, that's what I meant,
too.
Tourists
don't like comedy? People
right,
who are
listen.
On vacation wouldn't go to a comedy show?
No, but...
But people from all over the world go there.
I don't...
So
yes, thank
yeah.
you.
People from Japan might not get his comedy.
I doubt...
Wow. He should have asked...
It is rough.
You should have asked who he was in Slither. That would have been, I think,
what kind of stuff do you do in Slither?
Would have made more sense anyway. All right, Sarah Shahi after the top of the hour, by the way, from Ralph's favorite TV show, Life.
Oh, I love Life.
It was a good show.
We all
which
love
I have
Life,
not
Ralph.
Have
You're
not been watching.
Wait a minute. Kevin was the guy who mocked us because Daniel Cruz ate fruit. Charlie Cruz, rather.
You spent about an hour talking about how much fruit he ate.
And let me tell you something. It's a recurring theme in the show.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. And now that I watched, that guy loves his fruit.
That's what I'm saying. He loves some fresh fruit.
He really likes fruit. That's what
I
found out.
I have not been watching Life.
Then you're out. You do not get to talk
that
to
I have been
Sarah
doing,
Shahi.
Now I've been doing the research, quote-unquote, on Sarah Shahi.
Nope.com.
With my PJs around my ankles, I am going to start watching Life. I'll tell you that.
Man.
All right, she's coming up after 7. Ralph's got the showbiz beat right now for a Wednesday morning.
Can't use the word PJs and ankles at the same time.
This is wrong.
Unless you're Michael Jackson. Speaking of famous Michaels, Michael Lohan has announced that he is stopping his blog. He's no longer going to write his blog.
Oh, I'm so sad.
I knew you would be, Lisa. He apparently is concerned that his daughter, Lindsay, is getting increasingly upset with him because more often than not, he uses the blog to take jabs at Samantha Ronson, Lindsay's girlfriend.
And do we think that's because he doesn't really have a relationship with Lindsay where he can, like, he probably doesn't have her phone number?
Right. What I did out of love and concern, regardless of any of your opinions. I did the blog to help them, advance their careers, and give them hope. He's talking about both his children, Lindsay and Allie.
Ugh.
I have to say that when it comes to my innocent children who are at risk and have nothing to do with the situation at hand, I have to respect their request. So he's stopping his blog. However, he didn't miss the opportunity to make a few final jabs.
Oh, good.
Just look at Samantha's tax returns before she engaged Lindsay and then after. Look at Lindsay's career before Samantha and then after.
Yeah, it's Samantha's fault. That's
look at
sure.
all the things Lindsay accomplished and had going for her before Samantha and then after. And finally, consider how Lindsay spent every holiday with her family before she met Samantha, and then after.
Well, sounds like he's really listening to the wishes of his kids to quit talking about him in public.
That's right.
Even if all of that is true, you don't want your father saying that to the press.
No,
you don't want to blog about it.
It's ridiculous.
So Lindsay's dad has quit his blog. The guy's got more sense than Bean does. Can you believe it?
Well.
Kelly Clarkson wants you to know she's not a lesbian.
Why is she making this?
I never thought.
Apparently,
she
there was a long-standing rumor that she was a lesbian.
Okay,
she's not a lesbian.
Okay,
I get that all the time. She says people are like, "Are you secretly a lesbian?" Because I'd really love it. Lesbians tell it to me all the time, and I'm like, "I'm glad it works for you." And I wish I liked women because because oftentimes men are very hard for me, but I happen to like boys. I could never be a lesbian. I could never be a lesbian. I would never want to date someone like myself, ever. I'm a crazy person.
Wow. Well, that doesn't mean all women are crazy persons. It's because you are.
Well, come on. Seriously? Really? Come on.
Just saying. Hey, Ralph, you gave me an opening. That's what she said when you brought up Kelly Clarkson. What about Crazy Bikini Girl last night on American Idol?
Awesome!
What about that?
To another sum. Bikini Girl? Oh, it was the same,
same
girl.
Same
girl.
Right. She was dressed.
Right.
But it's hilarious. Kevin, you would love this because she's really, I don't know, Ralph, am I wrong? She's marginally talented.
She's fine. She's just fine.
She's okay. But the guys are going out of their way to give her extra chances and make sure she keeps getting put through. They love her, and the women are furious that they keep advancing her.
Good drama.
It's making the new bitch crazy.
Yeah, sure. I can
Simon
see that.
Keeps saying, no, I think that was better in your first audition. You're going through. And he's like, I have to agree with Simon. I think it was great. And the girls are like spinning in their chairs and slapping their hands on the table and just freaking
out. Very funny.
God, she's hot. Playboy
yeah, she
hot.
I want them to go all the way and make her the new idol just to watch
watch their heads explode?
The new witch heads explode. Yeah.
That's awesome. She could have the best ass on television, too, by the way.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how great her butt is.
Sweetest ass.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
That's it
is.
It is. Yeah.
Sweet like maple syrup. That's what it is. Best news ever could be Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green.
Breaking up.
In Touch magazine says they're splitting up.
Really?
Oh, I was fantastic.
They say Megan and Brian are getting too busy for each other. Yeah, I'm sure Brian Austin Green is way too busy for Megan Fox.
Why carve out time for her?
She wants the red carpet spotlight, they claim, and less time with Brian and his son. I didn't know he had a kid from a previous relationship.
Yeah.
Brian wants her to settle down her wild ways. Brian's an ass.
She doesn't have wild ways, by the way.
How do you know?
Shut up, Lisa.
She talks about being at
wild.
Home.
No,
but we want her to have wild ways.
She has wild ways.
Humping and boning.
Yes, that's all.
Boning and humping.
He's quite a bit older than She is that right? And he's probably, he's been through that phase when he was hot on Beverly Hills 90210 of all the parties and the tabloids and the red carpets and stuff, and he's probably over it.
He's on Terminator, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He is.
He's still
red hot.
Red hot.
Terminator
show.
Yeah.
How old's his son, by the way?
I don't know, sir.
37?
No, that's a good point, Mike.
Can you imagine?
That's living with Megan Fox if you're 11? Yeah.
I think he's a toddler. Yeah.
I'm even still.
Sure. Even toddlers?
Yeah.
Trying to breastfeed. Is that what you're saying?
Trying desperately to breastfeed.
Great movie news. Sylvester Stallone has announced there's another Rambo in the works.
Yeah!
How great is that?
Awesome.
He says he's been hitting the gym to get in perfect physical condition, so after he finishes the Expendables, he can go right into a new Rambo. He's currently,
I can't even believe that's something that's real.
He's currently writing it, and he can't figure out whether to film in America or a foreign country. But the film is rumored to be set in Afghanistan, so I would guess foreign country would be a better option than, like, Chicago.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Chicago really wouldn't read for Afghanistan so much. But it's the best news ever.
How was the last Rambo movie, guys?
Awesome.
The big comeback. Was it good?
Awesome.
It was awesome and terrible. I mean, it was, you know, it's a bit.
I mean, awesome and awesome.
It was, yeah. It's what you expected when you went there. There's a lot of shooting, a lot of death.
He killed a lot of dudes.
He killed a lot of dudes.
Right.
That's what you want.
50 caliber machine gun, pink mist, chopping heads off.
What is Burma?
Burma's a war zone.
Nice setup.
You have guns, you're not helping nobody.
That's kind of stupid.
And in music news, Van Halen says there will be new Van Halen music this year from the band. Can you believe that?
No.
Eddie says, as soon as he and his girlfriend get married in June and Wolfgang graduates from high school, they're going back in the studio with Alex and David Lee Roth for new Van Halen music. Does anyone care?
I do.
I can't imagine.
I think I'd like to hear it. How long has it been since there's been David Lee Roth Van Halen music?
Oh, I don't know about David Lee Roth, but the last new Van Halen album, period, was 1995.
Wow.
Wow. When Sammy Hagar was the frontman.
The last David Lee Roth Van Halen record would have been 86, right? That's when he
Did a couple of tracks for like a greatest hits record or something like that. But the actual last album could be that far back. You're right, Mike.
And what I'm excited about is Spinal Tap's getting back in the studio.
Nice.
Is that right?
Harry Shearer told the BBC that they're getting in the studio to release new music later this year. And one of the tracks he said on the new CD will be the song they played at the Live Earth Festival at Wembley Stadium in 2007, Warmer Than Hell. Which is a very, very funny song about global warming.
Warmer than hell.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Alice Cooper is 61 years old today. Daily Show correspondent, actor, and comedian Rob Corddry is 38. Rick Burch of Jimmy Eat World turns 34. Natalie Imbruglia is 34 as well. Gavin DeGraw turns 32. And boxing Oscar De La Hoya, is 36 years old today. Oscar, you think he'll be boxing again after that last... debauchery after that last debacle that was your last fight?
I want to give back to my fans. Te quiero mucho to East Los Angeles. I am the Golden Boy. That's what I do. And it will take some time for me to recover after murdering Manny Pacquiao in the ring.
You didn't murder him. You quit. You stopped fighting.
I know that I give my best to
You didn't give your best. You sat on a stool.
The sport and my hands, my powerful Mexican hands.
That's the only fight that has ever been 100% won by one guy.
No argument.
Every punch landed. Every punch you threw missed. It's pathetic.
That's right. Every punch I threw was pink mist. His face turned into pink mist when I punched him because I'm so powerful, like an Aztec warrior. I'm very proud to be Mexican and a great champion and the Golden Boy. Thank you.
All right.
I hope he makes more photos with fishnet stockings. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You don't own her, you know, Ralph. I mean, she's part
of
the world.
You don't even watch the damn show.
I'm going to start tonight now that I've seen Sarah Shahi. I'll tell you that.
You have not put in the due diligence. You have not earned the right
to worship her. I agree 100%.
Thank you, Lisa. We've been telling you guys for a year and a half now, this is one of the best shows on television.
But you're
you've spurned us.
But you're you.
That's what I'm saying.
We have good
taste.
Me.
Lisa, for God's sake, for their brothers and sisters and whatnot.
I started watching late last year because of your recommendation.
And how good is it?
It's a great show.
It's one of the best dramas on television right now.
Now, did Kevin get on too late because he didn't start till the end of last year?
No.
Is he not welcome?
No, because he...
Well, when was the cutoff of when you're allowed to start watching
it? Because he listened to the recommendation, said, I'm going to look into this. It wasn't just because... We were going to have her on the show, and then you saw her photograph. Now, all of a sudden, you're this big fan.
It's not just that, Bean. It's that when you start
globbing onto a person. You say things that are so creepy and disturbing.
What are you talking
about? Talk about PJs around your ankles, and everybody goes, oh, come on.
As I often say, Bean puts his stink all over something.
He does.
It just ruins it for everyone else.
This
it's, it's like you're eating a soft pretzel, right? And a guy comes along, he picks it up, and he just licks the salt off of it and puts it back down in front of you. And says, okay, enjoy your pretzel.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't eat that pretzel now.
But if it were Bean, he wipes it on his ass, then he puts it back down.
All I'm doing is saying, hey, I'm with you. I want to start watching this live show because now that I've seen pictures of Sarah Shahi, I agree that she's way hot and I've been missing out, and you're right and I'm wrong.
She is a lovely woman, but that's one of the least of the reasons why you should be watching live. It's just one of the best shows on TV.
That guy eats fruit like you. Never seen a guy eat fruit
Charlie
before.
Cruz does like his fresh fruit. But because it all goes back to the fact that he has been in prison for 15 years.
You couldn't have fresh fruit.
And you don't get that in prison. Yeah. So one of the many things he has developed, along with a Zen-type philosophy towards life, is his appreciation for freedom, and the freedom is represented in the series by the fresh fruit.
But you don't get Sarah Shahi in prison either. Why is he spending all of his time trying to hit that?
Because he's not about that. She's his friend and his partner, and then he has these sort of meaningless sexual dalliances on the outside because he's got $50 million now in this settlement he's had with the city because he was arrested and sent to jail.
Ralph, this is pearls before the swine.
I know
that's what this is. I mean, we can't.
He was unfairly sent to prison, and now he's out. He's a cop again. He's got $50 million, so he doesn't have to work. And that makes him even a better cop because his focus is clean, is clear. He's doing it because he wants to do it, and he's also trying to find out who set him up instead of the jail.
I don't think Bean should be allowed to watch.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not allowed. He's
like,
banned.
You cannot ever now
everyone
watch
else should
the
watch,
show.
But he's banned.
We're ruling against you, man. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
We gave you many opportunities.
There's no rule that
you
if you don't start from the first episode of a show, you're not allowed to get on board. There's no rule.
How long have we been telling you?
We have just enacted the rule.
It's a new administration.
It's a special rule because certain people are very disturbing when they jump on the bandwagon, and those people need to be kicked back off the bandwagon.
Yes. No bandwagon.
Everybody
for you.
Else, fine. If somebody wants to start watching tonight, great. Welcome.
The reason we're talking about this is we're supposed to be speaking with Miss Shahi, but now that she's all pregnant and stuff, she's got better things to do than picking up the phone. So what's Alex telling us? What's the
they're
going to
reschedule.
Here? It's not happening at all?
That's not going
to
happen?
I don't know that it's going to happen today or not, but the real ruling, the important one, is that you're not allowed to watch.
That's right. You can't
I'm
going to
watch it tonight. You can't stop.
No!
I'm going to turn. No! Wednesday night, that's tonight at 9 on NBC. I'm going to be watching this.
No!
You can do it.
No, you're not.
No!
No.
Christian Bale says no. Yeah, that needed a hey, but I don't think the timing is right. Sorry. Kevin and Bean
never get that right.
106.7 KROQ. It is 21 minutes after 7 o'clock.
So Sarah Shahi, no. LaQuisha, however, coming through on the phone with us here on the Kevin and Bean
Show.
God bless you, LaQuisha.
That's right. Someone you can always count on.
Bean is now going to start obsessing about you, LaQuisha.
Oh, sweet Jesus. No, don't make that happen.
Okay, sorry.
Now, like, we haven't had enough bad news already today with the hottest chick in the world canceling on our show, but are you telling me that your favorite MTV show, The Double Shot at Love, is now over? Was last night the finale?
All good things must come to an end.
Oh.
Did you guys happen to watch the 2.5 hours of Double Shot of Love last night?
No.
Was there 2.5 hours of new show?
Yeah.
Wow. Are they just burning it off?
It was 1 hour of the reunion special where they brought all the other people who've been kicked off the show.
Sure.
Back to fight with each other and scream and yell.
Right.
And by fighting, I mean there was literally punches being thrown on the reunion show.
That's awesome.
Then there was the one-hour-long finale of Double Shot of Love with Ricky and Vicky, the Icky Twins.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a half-hour after show called Ricky and Vicky, One Shot Too Many.
Oh, really?
Which means they regretted that they did this?
I know I regretted that I watched it. After 2.5 hours of Ricky and Vicky, quite frankly, I was left feeling a little sicky.
I bet you were.
Nicely done.
Thank you, sir.
So what happened last night? Who won?
Well, what happened is the Icky Twins bring mom and dad and brother and sister to the house to meet the two remaining contestants, Trevor and Rebecca. And dad meets both of these people. Now, Trevor is a boat captain.
Sure.
In Narberth, Pennsylvania. which I don't know if you know Pennsylvania, but that's a suburb of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I don't know where he's sailing his boat around the suburbs of Philadelphia. And Rebecca is a lesbian bartender who's a single mother with a child. Now, that she's the worst lesbian ever, I think. Why is a man giving her a baby if she's such a lesbian?
Right.
Dad is not too thrilled with either of these two choices because he thinks more of his daughters.
Then you guys strike me as trophy wives, as dating movie stars. Not a boat captain or a bartender.
He thinks his daughter should be dating movie stars.
So he didn't watch the show?
Apparently not.
Because he needs to refigure his view of his daughters.
What movie stars want to be dating two skanky-ass, twin, bisexual, attention-whore girls?
Just Tommy Lee.
That's all I can think of.
Yeah.
Well, it comes time for the girls to have their last dates with each of the contestants. And Ricky goes on a last date with Trevor. And you may remember last week, Trevor said that I love you to Ricky. He broke down and told his true feelings to Ricky. He may be having second thoughts.
It's not like I'm not falling in love with you. And like it's not like you don't have part of my heart. It's just, I don't know. It's not like something like I'm 1,000% committed to. And I've stressed to you before how much the word means to me.
He took it all back, basically, last night.
Remember when I said I loved you? I didn't mean that.
It means so much to me, that word.
Yeah.
And when I said that to you, I didn't really mean it so much. That's how much it means to me. Meanwhile, Vicky has her date with the lesbian Rebecca, and those two, I tell you something, I thought I was watching Cinemax in that scene. They were all over each other on the love seat, rubbing and grabbing and lifting up skirts and whatnot.
Dude.
Vicky and I definitely got pretty steamy on the love seat. I really, really, really need a cold shower right now.
And that love seat needs a good steam cleaning.
It sounds like it,
Or a delousing or something, because there's all kinds of trails of things happening that love seat. I don't want to be sitting on afterwards.
So there's a lot of girls kissing on this show, it sounds like.
There sure is a lot of that.
Yeah.
Now, Vicky and Ricky, they went on their dates with their respective dates, and Rebecca feels pretty good because she knows that Ricky loves Trevor, and she thinks her and Vicky have a connection, so it looks like it's going to work out for everybody. And Vicky now is ready to go for the big final ceremony and where they make up their minds.
This whole experience has been so much harder than Ricky and I had thought it was going to be, but I let my guard down and I opened myself to love.
Open yourself to chlamydia, given your behavior on that show. Well, the two girls are standing out there on the stage like they do, and they bring out Rebecca, who first has to go to Ricky to see how Ricky feels about her.
I'm sorry, but your shot at love with me has ended. I'm in love with Trevor.
All right, that's no big whoop because she knows that Ricky's not that into her, but Vicky, the other sister, she knows that's the one who loves her, so she goes over across to Vicky to talk to her.
All right.
I, too, have fallen in love. But unfortunately for you, it's with Trevor.
So lesbian gets turned down by both sisters.
Oh, wow. So both of the girls are in love with one person?
The dude.
That's trouble.
Now, this leaves us an interesting situation because Rebecca now is going home brokenhearted. But the two sisters never talked to each other about who they were going to pick. So now's the first time that both of them realize they're going for the same dude. Ricky, who this guy said, I love you too, and then he took it back. And Vicky loves him, and he never said nothing to her. So now he's got to pick it out. And I apologize for this next clip because this Trevor guy, I've never met anyone with less personality than this guy. So you have to bear with me here. It's a little monotone. But here's Trevor making his big pick.
It has to be true in my heart. And Vicky, I want to be with you.
Wow.
I love you in my heart.
A lot of passion right there, Lucretia.
I am so in love with you, and I will go with you. So Vicky is the one who wins. And then he said, I love you to Ricky, and now he's picking Vicky.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not the one that he was in love with?
That's not the one he said I'm in love with.
Oh.
He said, I'm in love with you to Ricky, and then when he had to make the choice, he picked Vicky after taking it back from Ricky. Get it?
No?
Yeah.
He said, I love you to Ricky.
Right.
Then, a day later, he said, I may have spoke too soon. I take it back. I don't really say I love you to you.
Because they're identical twins, and he got confused.
I think that's part of the problem.
He didn't know who he loved.
So then in the final analysis, he says, Vicky, you're the one I want to be with. So Ricky is upset, as you can imagine, and she storms off the set.
Rick, really?
Ricky, it's not that I don't feel.
No, I don't care. I'm happy for you guys. I hope that you're more real with her than you were with me. That's all.
Ooh, no, you didn't. And then Vicky says, what'd she mean by that? He said, well, I have to admit I did tell your sister I loved her, but I don't really now. Now I love you. And any self-respecting woman would have pushed him right in the pond they were standing near.
Right, she would have said bye.
Nuh-uh, not Vicky.
You're the one that, like, just I see myself spending the rest of my life with. And that's 100% the truth.
Okay, so tell me you love me again.
I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, there it is. That's so sweet. It worked.
What's Thanksgiving dinner going to be like at the Icky house? Mm. With Vicky and Ricky both in love with the same fella and Trevor breaking Ricky's heart.
Yeah, they're already broken up. You know that, right?
No, I saw the after show.
There should have been, they should have all turned each other down and walked away.
That's what they should have
done. That would have been great.
And Ricky and Vicky should have stopped being sisters, too. They should have split up that family, too.
Right.
Never let them get together again in the same room. So, true love, once again, has been found on MTV.
That is such good news.
At least until next season for Double Shot of Love 2 with the triplets.
Are you joking about
that?
Yeah,
I'm kidding. I don't think they got identical triplets coming in. But something's going to happen.
I'm sure it will.
And I'll be there.
Laquisa, that was a large chunk of your life. Thank you for wasting it.
I'll never get that back.
Okay. Coachella tickets, as you now know, are on sale. You can get all the details, including the complete lineup, at KROQ.com anytime. We are also giving them away all this week on The Kevin Bean Show and throughout the day and night on KROQ. Frances LeBrun from Palos Verdes just picked up her tickets for night number 2. I believe that's the night headlined by The Killers, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
And Amy Winehouse, too. And Frances is also in the grand prize drawing that we'll do Friday to send somebody to destination number 2 of the K-Rock World Tour 2009, which is The Killers in Barcelona.
Barcelona! Barcelona!
That's funny. Time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. I was publicly wanting the Arizona Cardinals to win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And when you do that, a lot of people are really kind about it. They'll email you and go, oh, sorry about that. I was rooting for him because I wanted you to win.
Close game. I was really pulling for you. Sorry, it didn't work out.
Yes. There's a lot of that, and that's super cool. Not a lot of those people call the Afro Line. However.
The Cardinals, they lost the Super Bowl, but not because of Larry Fitzgerald. He cut a touchdown with 2 minutes to go. His name was Larry Fitzgerald.
They did find a way to neutralize him for most of that game, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Remember, 10 years ago when we used to have football pools around here? Not for money, because that's illegal, but...
Right.
And I decided that if I just dropped a felt-tip pen on the chart...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I had a pretty good season with felt-tip.
Felt-tip had a right. Character.
Hey, Kevin, this is your old pal, felt-tip. Yeah, remember me? Hey, you know that little bet we had about the Super Bowl? You thought the Cardinals were going to win? Yeah, well, guess what? It's time to pay up, bitch. I want my money. I want my money soon, Kevin. I'll make him come down there.
You don't want felt-tip to come down here. He might draw on you.
That would be totally bad. Bean is obsessed with a weather forecaster for Channel 4. Alita LaRusca?
Wow, did you see Alita's tatas today? Oh, my gosh. They're huge.
It is amazing to me, and I know that a woman's breasts will change in size throughout the month.
Yeah,
but some days, am I right, Mike? Some days they're bigger than they've ever been, not just bigger than last month. It's incredible how much they grow sometimes.
Yeah. She is like a teenager. I mean, they're just constantly changing.
Yeah,
for
she's
the better.
The best.
For the better.
I'm just saying it's a good thing they're that big, because then you don't focus elsewhere.
Oh. How pretty she is otherwise, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm so excited you're playing Nirvana this morning. It's so awesome. I mean, Teen Spirit, I'm so glad. Because every morning I wake up and I say, God, I hope K-Rock plays Teen Spirit again. I hope. Thanks, guys.
I'm right there with you. Some days the Red Hot Chili Peppers makes it impossible for us to get to Nirvana, but we do try.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, guess what? I get my period once a month.
A month?
Come on.
Hey, guys. I'm Miss Doc on the Rock. I'm Miss Doc, man. I wish she was still around. I liked him.
He's unfortunately no longer with us.
Yeah, he was. Those were the good days, you know? Yeah. You got to remember the good days. Helps you get through the bad. This guy is super, super romantic, and I think Lisa's going to fall for him hard.
Still putting your 2 cents in, huh, Lisa? Do us all a favor there, sugar britches. Keep your brain dipped in lip gloss and pipe down when men are talking. Okay?
Yeah,
oh my God,
sugar,
more
sugar
love
britches.
Than ever.
Okay, so then.
Pipe down when men are talking.
So then. That dude apparently kept listening, and Lisa apparently kept talking.
Oh, no.
And that may have been the wrong decision for him.
All right, keep it down, Lisa. That's enough of that. Tell you what, Wonder Bra, why don't you keep it down while the men are running the nation so you can buy your lipstick? Okay? Thanks a lot there, honey.
Okie dokie. I'll just go buy some lipstick.
Listen, this is where we get our drive from. This kind of feedback makes it all worth it.
Sure. I feel good.
This guy is going to work in the marketing department for the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys. I thought of your new slogan. You know, something, a tagline to interest the kids. Ready? Here it goes. The Kevin and Bean Morning Show. Ryan Seacrest tried to high-five a blind guy. That's it. I like it. Catchy.
It does make us the better alternative, I'll tell you that.
I like it as well. Bean's obsessed by buying a telephone number on eBay because...
867-539?
Because it was in a song 26 years ago.
Exactly.
86753. Shut the f- up with that. No one wants to hear this old sh- Bean, stop it.
I'm with that guy.
It's going to be so awesome. We're going to talk to the guy who currently owns 867-5309 just after 8 o'clock this morning and find out what the details are, but I do plan to own it and own it soon.
So if you'd be so kind as to come back by about 8:20, we're going to try and put on a better show after that. Please just don't hold it against us. Bean, very, very, very unnaturally excited about phone number.
Hey, Bean, here's one for you. 221-6654 or 221-7048. Or 221-7331. These are all real numbers. You could ask to see if you could get these. How about a 948 number? 948-6745. How about 945-0357? That's a pretty good one, too. How about 729-7880? That's got 2 8s in it. Would that be a better one? Hey, here's one with 7. 770-6779. 770-6779. 770-6779. 770-6779. That's a good one, Bean.
I it's too much stimulation. I need a mo. I can't. It's just.
Dear God, I wish that actually happened.
867-539, by the way, coming up after 8 o'clock. Plus, Kelly McCarty, mainstream actress on an NBC soap opera for what, like 6, 7 years? Something like that. Now has made the correct choice to go into hardcore porn, and she'll be in our studio coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as well. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Wednesday.
Which are you more excited about?
867-5309, of course.
Enough said.
It's way cooler. What? Are we on the air? Is this thing on?
I'm this close to walking out of the room.
You should?
I'm this close to walking out.
There are tons of hot chicks. There's only 1-867-5309 for sale.
We need you, dude. Come on, Doug.
Here's Ralph with more.
Here's a story that a lot of our listeners will be able to relate to.
Oh, good.
Interesting developments in New Jersey.
Okay.
That's a state in these United States of America.
Sort of.
Heard of it? Yeah.
A congressman there in New Jersey is demanding a federal investigation regarding the following situation.
Okay.
Bruce Springsteen. Familiar with him?
Yes.
No, yes. Not at all.
Very popular, especially there in the Garden State.
It's home state, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He put his tickets on sale for his new concert tour.
Right.
Via Ticketmaster. Okay. Apparently, fans who went to Ticketmaster.com to buy Bruce seats were given a error message and then immediately connected to Ticketmaster's ticket reseller, TicketsNow.com, where they were selling tickets for enormously inflated prices.
That's what happened at our acoustic Christmas identically.
Didn't it just?
Yes.
People were pissed, understandably.
Sons of bitches.
U.S. Representative Bill Pascrell of Paterson, New Jersey, wants the Federal Trade Commission and the Justice Department to investigate possible conflicts of interest involving Ticketmaster and the company they also own, TicketsNow.com. Apparently, Representative Pascrell doesn't believe that it's fair that tickets that the listeners were automatically shuffled to a Tickets Now ad that offered tickets for hundreds of dollars more than face value.
From their site.
From their site.
Yep. Right.
He thinks it's improper and a possible conflict of interest and a violation of several trade laws.
I don't have any problem if a site like a StubHub or something exists where people can sell their tickets if they want to. That doesn't bother me. But
let
this
them go
does
on their
seem,
own. If a Bruce fan wants to find those tickets, they certainly can on the internet. They don't need to be directly shoveled over to a company that makes infinitely more money for Ticketmaster than selling the tickets at face value.
And plus, we had listeners who had no idea that had happened.
Because they do it
tickets
automatically.
Yep. Yes.
Right.
That's
the problem.
They paid way more than they meant to.
And the tickets are just going on sale within a minute or so of that happening. So it's not like they've been available, somebody bought them and decided to sell them. It looks like, to me, the company is holding some of those tickets back so that they can sell them at inflated prices.
Sure
looks
does.
Shady. Looks shady.
Yeah.
A Ticketmaster spokesman said, only a few fans complained.
We got plenty that'll step up.
That's what I'm saying.
We do.
So you go, U.S. Representative Bill Pascrell of Paterson, New Jersey. You are Kevin and Beans. Man of the day.
Woohoo.
Do we have that award?
Okay, that's all I got. That's all I got. I only have two sound effects. I got this one, and I got this one.
We should load a few more
if
on
I
that.
Got man of the day, he gets the harp gliss. That's what I can do. Oh, wait a minute. I got this one.
There you go.
There's your man of the day. Representative Pascrell. Maybe we should get him on the phone, because it sounds like
that's
he's our guy.
Great idea.
I would love
we should talk to him and tell him we're pretty cheesed as well. So.
I hope people, I'm glad you did that story, Ralph, and I hope people understand that we're every bit as frustrated with Ticketmaster as you, the fine K-Rock listeners, are when you go to buy tickets for our shows. It's not like we want to sell Weenie Roast and Acoustic Christmas tickets through Ticketmaster. We don't have any choice.
Right.
It's the only game in town. If you want to sell your tickets to a lot of people, they are more or less a monopoly. They got a stranglehold on the ticket-selling industry.
Sure seems like it.
But at least they're not in the scalping business.
Right.
Which is good.
They're not jacking up the price by hundreds of dollars. Just to give you just the high hard one.
It's almost worth it because their service fees are so reasonable, though.
That's true. It is worth it.
they do only charge you $3.50 to print out something on your own home computer using your own paper and your own ink and bringing it to the venue.
It just never ends, really, with them.
Yeah.
Oh, looks like more danger is threatening Britney's upcoming circus tour. You know she was threatening if she couldn't take her kids with her on tour, she wasn't going to do it.
Yes.
Was there a big outcry at that point?
Not so much.
Okay.
Now, the British newspaper The Sun is suggesting that Britney's mental state may not be as healthy as it appears.
Huh?
Sources close to the pop star say she is in danger of not going on tour now because she's recently been having paralyzing panic attacks.
Huh?
And fears that she may not be able to perform. Due to her fears that she is now currently battling.
She has the fear?
She's got the fear.
Huh?
She doesn't want to be on stage and do a Fergie in reverse. We've seen the reverse Fergie.
You want that?
Britney Spears. What about her?
So there may be no circus tour. I don't know what we're going to do.
Wow. That's going to hurt.
Apparently, since Britney has sobered up, friends say she's realized she's not that hot of a singer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's not that good.
She's not that good. Maybe that's where the panic attacks are coming from.
Oh, no. Team Britney said leave her alone.
No, I'm going to get one of those emails.
And how dare anyone out there make fun of Britney?
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Angie Everhart. You familiar with Angie Everhart?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Smoking hot actress / model.
Sure.
She's happy to announce that she's having her first baby at the age of 39. She's doing it on her own. She told E! That she is 14 weeks pregnant. And regarding the father's identity, she says, the dad is very nice, and he's very excited about it, but we are not a couple. He's nobody you know. So everyone stop asking, basically, what she's saying. Now, Angie will be a single mother. However, she does have a lot of experience raising a little one. She dated Joe Pesci for many years. So I think that has given her a lot of experience.
Wow, good for Pesci.
Because he is not a big guy.
He's not a tall guy, is what you're saying.
I'm saying he is shortish.
Closer to a baby size.
If there's a spectrum of tall and short,
right,
he would fall somewhere in the short range.
Right.
They modeled the Oscar after him. They're identical size.
That's what I understand. And Katy Perry is hot.
Yep.
Yes, she is.
She's got large cans.
That happens, yes.
And she also happens to be pretty talented.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, her biggest smash hit single was I Kissed a Girl.
Giant size cans.
Well, recently she sat down with an interview with Katie Couric. And she asked Katy Perry. It's Katy on Katy.
Yeah.
Asked Katy Perry what her parents thought of that because, you know, they're very religious. Both of them are ministers. She grew up in a very religious household. More religious than I knew before this interview. Here's what used to happen in the Perry household when they would commune with God.
Your family would speak in tongues.
Yes.
It's a Pentecostal practice,
yeah,
right?
It's a bit, yeah.
And so you basically speak in language that is not understandable, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really kind of your God is speaking through you, or it's some
yeah.
kind of communion with God.
Yeah, it's exactly that.
So Kevin has just been speaking in tongues all these years?
Yep. That's what's been happening.
Hey, Katy Couric, why don't you just back the F off?
Let her answer.
What the hell?
We thought Kevin was just having a hard time speaking, but in reality, he's communing with God.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's just not understandable to us who aren't down with it.
He was communicating with God today. We were talking to Craig Robinson from The Office, I think, when he was asking him about his stand-up.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
So you do Honolulu. Who comes to those comedy shows? Because they're all tourists, right?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I didn't know that was divine. I realize now. Kevin has
I will accept all of your apologies.
Kevin has a personal
Kevin
relationship.
Does not disappoint.
No, he does not. Today's celebrity birthdays, Gavin DeGraw is 32 years old today.
Natalie, yeah, I don't think you guys know, man.
We know. Natalie Imbruglia is 34, as is Rick Birch, bassist for Jimmy Eat World. Oscar De La Hoya, the people's champion. He's a Mexican hero.
Apparently. Been hanging out here all day, and I can't figure out why.
Because yes. It's his birthday.
I'm a great champion, and I want to be here on a Los Angeles show for my people in Los Angeles. Yeah. Te quiero mucho.
The Hispanic community doesn't really think that highly of you, Oscar.
Well, they do. They love me. I'm pretty much the focal point of the entire Hispanic community, not
Are
just
you?
The Mexican community, all over the world.
Hmm.
They look to me much like a god.
Wow.
And I'm very powerful, and I love you all. Thank you.
He's 36 years old today. Daily Show correspondent Rob Corddry is 38. And singer Alice Cooper, who was Manson before he was Manson, man.
Yeah.
He was the original goth horror rock and roll star. He is 61 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hey. No.
No, I don't think so. We got to work on that. We need to practice. We got to come in on Saturday and practice now.
Hey, guys, let's talk about something important now. It's the Kevin Amin Show on the world-famous Q-Rock. It is 8:08. It is Wednesday morning. Have I talked of anything else since we got the email over the weekend? Is this the most important thing in 2009 for me?
Here's the only reason we're doing it is you won't shut up.
Here's the thing that you need to know about Bean if you don't pay very much attention to this show, and that is that he majors in the minors. So the important things to all of us are not important to him at all. But the little tiny things that most of us don't even give a thought to, he focuses on so strongly.
But at least he keeps those passions to himself and doesn't inflict them on other people.
Talks
he kind of keeps it private. He doesn't,
doesn't
Why don't you,
force
it down our throats.
Save this conversation. Don't bother doing it on the air. And instead call me on my new telephone number, 201-867-5309. Why don't you do that instead?
First of all, you don't own that number. And second of all, you never will because you're too goddamn cheap.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can't be retarded and cheap. I mean, if you're going to be retarded and really, really want that number, you're going to have to come up with
it. If you're going to be eccentric, then you're going to have to spend some money.
Let's talk to the man who, in fact, does own the number, has for some time, and is getting ready to sell it to me. Spencer Potter joins us on the phone from – are you in New Jersey, Spencer? Is that where you are this morning?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Well, welcome to the Kevin Amin Show. Thanks for the email over the weekend. Thanks for joining us. 867-5309 is your phone number.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Sure. You bet. How long have you owned the number?
I've had about 5 years now.
And how did that happen? I mean, I would think that that number would have been locked up ever since it became popular on the radio in 1982. How were you even able to get it?
Well, most phone companies have actually retired the number, and somehow, coincidentally, the day I called and asked for it jokingly, it was the day it came back into circulation in my area code, and apparently it's one of the last, the last ones remaining in the country, so I think I got something there.
You actually asked for that number when you were getting a new phone number?
Well, I owned a DJ company at the time, and I figured, why not shoot for the stars? I mean, this is, the most famous phone number in history. I might as well ask for it,
You are shooting for the stars there.
It's true.
Hey, if you're running a mobile DJ company, can you think of a better phone number? I mean, Spencer's right about that.
That's it.
And what, I mean, we took some phone calls on this topic yesterday because I am pretty excited about it. And there were some people who were suggesting that it might have been great to have that number in the 80s, but what could it possibly be worth in the 21st century? And I argued that my understanding is that you still get a lot of calls on that number, right?
Absolutely. I mean, even before this story broke, we were getting about 10,000 calls a year. Since this story broke this weekend, it's almost 1,000 calls a day right now.
10,000 calls a year, now 1,000 calls a day. Now,
you know, often I sit at home and I say, how can I introduce more crank calls into my life? More jackholes calling my number. How can I do that? And now you've given me the answer.
Here's the thing about Stupid Bean, though. Stupid Bean doesn't like the phone.
Won't talk to people he knows on the phone.
Correct. So
he wants the number.
What do you think? He wants, exactly. Now you understand our problem.
He's going to take the number. He's going to be so proud of it. He's also going to disconnect it so he doesn't get all those calls.
Right.
That's what's going to happen.
What a waste. Spencer, what do you do with those 10,000 calls a year? Do you have an answering machine on it?
Yeah, it's been an answer machine. I've used it as a, you know, a brand building device, and I think that's what a lot of the interest is at this point is. You know, it's kind of gone from, you know, an 80s pop culture remnant, really, you know, and it's turned into more of a, you know, corporate brand building device. From what I understand from these bidders, that's what the market.
All right, take it easy, first of all. And second of all, are you still a DJ?
I am. I certainly am.
Why wouldn't you want to keep the number then?
I started a new company and I rolled it over, and eventually, you know, I realized there was a value in this. Somebody's got to want this, like beans, you know. People
I see
like
what
beans.
You're saying. So you're
people
looking like to cash in, basically.
Sure.
Oh, well, why not?
No, I understand.
Sure.
And from the bids, apparently, you're very close to that.
What's the current bid?
$400,000 right now.
Come on.
But you can't believe that's a serious bid, Spencer.
Well, it is, actually. I've spoken to each of the top bidders. What it is now, they have to contact me before they're even allowed to bid.
Right.
And I have to approve them. And this is a select group of approved bidders that are in this pool right now. And nobody else is allowed to bid. You can't just sign up today and bid $1 million.
Yeah, eBay has that option where you have to go in and prove that you've got the resources before you can even enter your bid.
How about that?
It's for high profile listings like this. Anything with a lot of media attention is
yeah, because you don't want to get it. You don't want it all junked up with a bunch of fakers. Now, Spencer, when I saw the article on this, I think it was in the New York Times over the weekend, it seemed to me back then, ways ago, 5 days, that you were looking, you were hoping to get around $50,000 for this number.
Correct.
Wow. And now it's at 400.
Well, what happened is, you guys have me on. It sort of snowballed into this large media story, and now it's the value it has actually increased.
But we only have you on because we have a guy with Asperger's here who's fascinated by numbers.
I think it's fascinating. Even if I didn't care, even if I personally didn't want the number, and clearly it's out of my price range, I think it's neat that phone number exists and that 10,000 people a year call. That's what blows me away.
Okay, just a second. Describe neat.
What on? Do you ever listen to some of those messages, Spencer? And if so, what on earth can they be calling to say?
Oh, I still take at least like 100 calls a day just to see who's calling now. It's people calling, asking for Jenny, singing the song, and now it's, you know.
Oh, I bet that never gets old.
I'm going to suggest you don't take 100 of those calls a day. Really? I mean.
Since this weekend, I have.
Oh, since this weekend, okay.
Yeah,
but Spencer, the song came out in 1982, and I know that it has, you know, it has remained popular on the Jack stations and whatnot. It shows up in commercials every once in a while.
Right.
But who in 1990 and in 1995 and in 2000 and in 2005 and today gets the bright idea that they're going to call and do something as if it's never been done before? I mean, how can anybody think, I'm the first person to ever come up with this idea?
That's it. They do. They call and they ask for Jenny, and they think it's the first time you ever heard of it. And obviously, it's the millionth time you've heard of it. And
that's the same people, by the way, that want the number.
Yeah,
same group.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same. You know, a lot of 80s fans out there really, really embrace the culture and don't want to let it go.
Unbelievable. Now, this top bidder, this $400,000 bid. What kind of business are they, and what do they want to do with it?
My understanding, he's in real estate and looking to build a global brand. Really.
Unbelievable.
Jenny Real Estate.
I'd like to okay this person, this bidder.
Yeah, beat it. You know, if you're so obsessed and you love it so much, you love it, why don't you just put a bid in?
I can't, because, I mean, that's crazy money. I mean, that's insane money. I mean, I would have been willing to spend enough that you guys would have mocked me for it, but nowhere near this amount. I mean, clearly, who's got
you
that kind of
weak,
money?
You are weak, then. You're weak. That's true. You are no fan of 867-5309.
You don't deserve it.
That's right. You don't deserve it.
You're not a winner.
Spencer,
yeah,
when
I appreciate your support here.
I congratulations on cashing in. It looks like you picked the right time to do it. When's the auction over?
It's over next Monday. I think it's 3 p.m. Eastern time, 12 Pacific.
You know, Kevin, Spencer had friends that mocked him probably when he got that number 5 years ago. Now, yeah. When he's walking away with $500,000, right. He gets the last laugh.
Right. Right. But would you sell it?
I mean, if I sell it?
I'm not asking you, Spencer. I'm asking Bean. Would you sell that number?
I'm saying if I were in Spencer's shoes, I mean, it seems to me like he's making the smart move.
Would you personally sell that number?
I might, if I owned it, I might sell it at some point down the road.
F you. You wouldn't sell it no matter what.
Spencer has a reason to be involved with this number. He owns it and he's selling it and making a huge profit. He's got a legitimate reason to be interested. You're obsessed for no reason other than it was in a song once.
That's correct.
That's the reason you like it.
That's it. It's so cool.
That's all you got.
He is smarter and better than I am. What can I tell you?
He was in a song in 1982.
Spencer, you're a good man, and I appreciate you coming on with us, and congratulations on the windfall, dude.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Is there a website that people can go to?
I don't know. You can go to turntable.com.
Why are you a hater?
Come on.
Why do you got to be a hater?
He got thrilled.
You can go to eBay and check it out for 867-5309. I got to tell you, as excited as I have been all week long, now to hear the news that some guy's going to get it for that much money, I'm devastated now. Devastated. I feel like Kevin after the Super Bowl watching his Cardinals.
Would you say suicidal?
please.
Come on.
No, it's not that bad.
Dude turned himself into a goat.
Yeah.
That happened.
No, it didn't.
It did
and
happen.
You should not be making these phone calls, and this should not be
we
happening.
We have to investigate.
No, they don't, Lisa, because they never find anything out when they do this lame-ass calling a foreign country bit.
Thank you to K-Rock listener Dana, who sent us this article. It says, this sounded like something that would interest you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, one of Nigeria's biggest daily newspapers reported that police had implicated a goat in an attempted car robbery. Here's what happened.
Just stop it.
It's a newspaper, Ralph.
Two guys tried to steal a car.
Right.
They got tracked down by the police. They got cornered. One of them turned into a goat and got away.
Crafty.
That's bad cops.
Got away.
Right there. They can't catch a goat, by the way.
By the way, it's Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock, former Miss USA, now turned porn queen. Kelly McCarty is going to be joining us in studio here in just a couple minutes. Why would you not want more information on this story, Ralph? If you see the bare facts in that article that Kevin just described to you, why would you not want to talk to somebody dude, how did that happen?
He didn't turn into a bear. He turned into a goat. So there are no bear facts. It's just goat facts. And second of all, I would like to have more information about the story.
Okay.
But you two do not get the information.
We
That's what
are
I'm
investigative reporters.
Every time this ever happens, there's a phone call. It goes, do you speak English? Do you know about the goat man? Click. That's what happens. And you'll make the second call and a third and a fourth. And that'll be the totality of what we learn about the goat man.
The police are the ones that are claiming the guy turned into a goat. Not just some crazy person. The police are saying it.
Have you heard about the goat man?
No, I'm sorry. I've not heard about the goat man.
Oh, do you know someone? Is there someone there we can talk to about the goat man? Hold, please.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, Ralph, and Psycho Mike is dialing the phone right now. We're calling Lagos, Nigeria, or Lagos, whatever it is. I'm going to tell you right now that we will find out some facts about the goat man that we do not know based on the article that Kevin has just read. We're going to learn something here.
What leads you to believe, after all of these years of doing this, that that's going to happen?
We're calling a fast
call
food.
Cannot be completed.
There we go. It's call number one.
All right, let's do it again.
Let's try it again. Let's not cut our losses and move on to something else.
Let's do it again.
That's all.
Let's go again. No, I don't need a minute. Go again.
All right, Christian Bale. We're calling Mr. Biggs. It's a fast food chain in Nigeria, and they're going to have the information that we need.
I think what we needed was the appropriate African music to get the call through. I think we're set now.
Mr. Biggs, the popular food chain in Nigeria.
I cannot accept your call at this time.
At least I got the Nigeria.
That's a different recording. This is a Nigerian recording.
We're rejecting your call. Goodbye.
Right. Let's try it one
That's time. Two.
Let's call that place. Call the Hilton.
Kevin and Bean, why are you calling about the goat? We don't know anything.
That's your Nigerian?
Oh, my.
I'm just saying that's the answering machine message we're probably going to get next year, the way it's going.
Let's call the Hilton in Abuja.
Look, if Mr. Biggs isn't taking your call, what chance do you have with the Hilton?
Ralph, it sounds to me like you have a problem with Dana, K-Rock listener Dana, who's requesting this.
Three!
Third time!
But do
that's
it one
just,
more time.
That's because just busy. The Hilton's busy is all.
Third time!
Try the Hilton again.
in Abuja.
We also have
I
the Sheraton.
We're learning scads more about the goat man than we ever possibly could have.
Dude turned into a goat. That doesn't interest you.
It
You're
does.
Not interested in
I
that.
I am interested in the story.
Okay, then.
What I'm not interested in is your failed attempts to try to get further details.
And by failed, you mean successful.
Never.
Okay.
Not once.
I had counted on at least getting through to somebody on the other end. Whether they were able to help us or not, I wasn't so sure. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah, why do you like us now?
Hey, why don't we wait and see what level of success you have?
Ralph, have your African click language standing by in case we need it.
Calling the Defense Computing Conference. Can I take your call?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Excellent.
We are calling from the United States of America. We have seen a report in the newspaper here about a suspect in your country that turned into a goat to avoid arrest. Do you know anything about that story?
Not that I'm aware of.
Thank you so much.
No. He was stealing a car. He was close to being apprehended, and he turned into a goat and got away. Does that sound at all familiar?
No.
And scene.
Do you have the internet available to you, ma'am? Could you check on the internet and see
ma'am?
A lot of news? This is a dude.
That's a guy we're talking to, I think.
Dude, ma'am, do you have the internet? Can you check?
Yes, we have the internet.
Okay, could you please check right now and see if there is a headline?
We're going to wait while they Google.
Do you have the internet, Kevin?
Yeah,
could you look it up and find out some details?
He's got the same internet we do, Kevin.
Call Nigeria to get an internet connection?
There's probably a lot. He hung up on us.
Of course he did.
I'm saying there's a lot of local stories on it because the dude turned into a goat
they have a
in Nigeria.
Private internet in Nigeria. They only give each other secret Nigerian
no, but
goat
the local
information.
Newspaper, perhaps. Maybe
they have access
special.
To the exact same stories we do, though. Exactly.
Kevin had a call. A foreign country spent $13 on a phone call to ask him to turn on his computer and read to him. What a retard.
That was a dude?
Yes.
Ralph, we will accept your apology now. Once again, Kevin to be come true.
Dude turned into a goat. That's all I'm saying.
You don't get it, man.
This bit turned into a turd.
Your call cannot be answered. Please check the number and try again.
All right, we'll take a break, and then we'll come back. And then we'll come back and we'll get through.
We're done with this.
And we'll get your information.
Never, ever works.
The goat man. You're welcome.
So it's not often we get a former Miss Kansas in on the Kevin and Bean Show, a former Miss USA, a former actress from the soap opera Passions, which, by the way, Kevin, we dropped the ball on not talking about Passions when that was on. That was some crazy crap going on that TV show for all those years that program was on.
I don't think I ever.
There was a chimp and there was a midget. It had everything.
Wow. Yeah.
And now she stars in a new film just out called Faithless. Ladies and gentlemen, actress Kelly McCarty has joined us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, guys.
You got quite a bit of national press attention this last month or so when it was revealed that you, a former beauty pageant winner and mainstream actress, decided that you were going adult.
I did. It's really been crazy. It's just been nonstop. The calls keep coming in, so it's kind of funny.
Yeah. So you were Miss Kansas, you were Miss USA.
Correct.
Right? And when was that?
That was in 1991.
1991. Okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, when you look back on those photos now and see the late 80s, early 90s hair, you have to be horrified.
Horrified.
It's
the Ivana Trump updo. It's just the updo, which I will never do again.
It's so funny. So many beauty pageant winners from that era. It's unbelievable how much hotter they are today than they were when they won their crowns 15 years ago. Sometimes.
I know. People don't even recognize me.
Yeah.
Although
yeah.
I was blonde, too, so that makes a big difference.
That would help. Sure.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
So you use that, being Miss USA is a big honor. You use that as a springboard and went to Hollywood, right?
Yeah, they right after you win Miss USA, or when I did, they moved me right out to Los Angeles and put me up in a condo. And not a bad way to move to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Now the rules are pretty strict for Miss USA, right? I mean, they don't want you getting any scandal. I mean, you can see where I'm going with this. There have been a bunch of scandals along the way. If a beauty queen has like topless photos
Vivica
that she took,
Fox wasn't
10,
she the one that
10 years before
Vanessa Williams.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's the best thing that ever happened to her.
They seem
as
absolutely,
it turns out, yeah.
But they seem to lose their heads at those places. They seem to just go crazy over that stuff. They go, "Oh, we can't have a Miss USA."
Well, you're just
scandal.
Supposed to be there to get a scholarship or something.
Well, yeah, and she was Miss America in the USA system. I mean, it's like you are upholding a title and. For me, I think, I honored that and followed the rules.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they keep you pretty buttoned down, but then your reign ends, and then you go off and do whatever you want. And you had quite a bit of success in mainstream acting, though. I mean, you've had quite a good career, right?
It's been it was slow starting out, you know, just doing guest stars and stuff, and then finally when I landed the soap, that was great because it was just really consistent.
Right,
and you were on
work.
That for seven years.
Yeah,
wow. And then they killed you off in some kind of freak train accident.
Well, I played a crazy psycho on the show, so they had no choice. Eventually, they had to kill me.
You got to kill the psycho.
Sure.
Yeah, they were. I guess they were going to bring me back to life, but then the show got canned. So
bad. And you owned a monkey, right?
He was an orangutan.
Right.
And big difference. And we worked with him for 3 years.
And he will not be joining you in any of the new Light of movies.
Oh, dear God. What's wrong
with
you?
No, I'm just asking. I just want to make sure that that's not happening.
What is wrong with you?
So that's not happening. Okay.
So, Kelly, now that you're going to do porn, have you heard from anybody in those days? I mean, are you getting some hate? Are you getting some response from them?
You know what? I don't think anyone knows what to say to me. So they're not saying anything, or they're...
We say thank you. That's what we say to you.
We say good choice.
Well, you're welcome.
We just don't think they would necessarily think that. That's all. I'm glad that they're not hassling you.
No, knock on wood. I mean, everyone's been pretty quiet. I mean, I'm getting a lot of calls from other people and been approached by a reality company and to do a couple books. Mm-hmm. And so it's great on that end. But personally, I haven't had, you know, friends from back home.
Right.
No one's called, so.
You have mom and dad back in Kansas?
They're in Texas now.
Okay. And how are they feeling about it?
How'd you break the news to them?
I just called and told them, and my mom was like, well, okay.
How did you position it to them? Because that seems like that would be a difficult
sell.
Well,
the hardest phone call in the world.
Yeah, right?
It was the hardest, and it took me a long time to, you know,
but you didn't want
him
to find out.
I had to tell him.
Well, yeah,
of course.
you can't let him see it on the internet or something. I mean,
no,
well, they probably aren't on the internet, but someone.
Oh, they are. Of course, they are. Yeah. Okay. Of course. So, no, I told him, and my dad had no comment, and my mom was like, "Well, I can't ground you, so I guess I hope it goes well." And you know, and then in the end, they're supportive of me. They know me. They know I'm grounded. They know that I'm, you know, I've made a clear decision to do that. This it wasn't, you know, a crazy desperation.
And I'd just like
anything.
To say,
yeah, well, of course, yeah. This is Kelly McCarty, by the way, that we're talking to. The current DVD that's out, I guess, just today is called Faithless. Mm-hmm. And is that with Vivid, or who are you working with? Who's your?
Yeah, it was Vivid, and
Vivid, right? Yeah,
you can check out the softcore trailer on KellyUSA.com.
KellyUSA.com. All right, mm-hmm. Let's talk about the decision itself, because, you know, you had a long-running acting gig on Passions, and then that show got canceled, and some time goes by, and you're one of many working actresses trying to get roles, and had you gotten something else, had you ended up on Chuck or something like that, you probably wouldn't have made this decision. Is that what it boiled down to? It was just hey, I got to make a living, and what else, what kind of acting can I get?
You know what? I did well on the soap, and saved a lot of money, so I wasn't really in need of working, actually. I was just really bored, so
well,
I decided to mix it up a little bit.
I like it. Now, what's Faithless? You're a nun? What's the storyline
here?
Oh,
yeah, I'm a nun.
Because that's important.
I'm saying.
I know.
Faithless.
We care about the plot.
Right.
I play a woman whose husband has cheated on her, and she has a stepdaughter who's not nice to her, so she seduces her stepdaughter's boyfriend.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about that first scene that you shot. What's that like for you, getting up that morning and going into work and realizing you're getting ready to do it for real?
It was totally weird and bizarre, but you know, on the soap and other things I've done, it's like you pretend to have sex, and you know, you always have part of your clothes off on a soap,
right.
Especially
right.
The guys. But
sure.
So when I decided that I was going to do it, I had a lot of time kind of prepare my mind or wrap my head around it. So once I did, I just had to kind of lock into what I had decided to do and just went for it.
And afterwards, were you happy with it? Did you feel good about it?
Yeah, I actually enjoyed it a lot. And the cool thing about what I didn't know about being on an adult set, it's very pro-woman. Mm-hmm. If the girl says, you know, I don't want to do this, I want to do it like this, they're very much like, they're agreeable to whatever.
Oh, that's
you
nice.
Know what I mean? And I think it gets a bad rap in that sense. I think a lot of people say it's degrading to women or whatever, but it's actually the opposite. It's been, for me, the most empowering thing I've ever done.
Were you at all familiar with the adult industry before you decided to do this? I mean, did you even watch adult
movies? No, you know what? I'm not a big porn watcher, but when I decided to do it, I bought a lot of porn so that I could sort of decide which company I wanted to work with or what to approach.
Come on. Why am I the only one clapping here?
That's a good choice. All right, so you got to do your research.
I did my research, okay. And I was very familiar with the guys that were coming in to audition for me, and I cast the movie, so I knew what was going on with them.
You cast the movie. Were you the producer on it?
I wasn't a producer, but I made a deal with Vivid where I would co-write the movie, and then I cast it and helped edit it and final approval over everything.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you couldn't ask for more attention, more publicity of somebody doing a movie. I mean, it's going to have to do well based on that. I mean, there's certainly a great deal of interest in seeing somebody whose face we know doing porn all of a sudden.
I guess. I mean, I hope people like the movie. You know what I mean? And if they do, maybe I'll start directing as well.
But let's not rush into that.
You're not going to step away from acting, is what I'm saying.
You want to do both, right? I mean, you can still do both, yeah.
I think so. Okay. And people are like, oh, my God, you threw away your career. I didn't throw anything away. It's just something else. I'm just throwing it up there, and we'll see where it lands.
Yeah.
I'll tell you where it landed for me. I'll tell you that. Hey, Psycho Mike. Psycho Mike, you being a dedicated, hardworking employee of the Kevin and Bean Show, you took some personal time yesterday to do research on our guest. What are your 100%. Observations based on what you were able to find?
First observation that I made was those boobs appear to be real. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Oh, fantastic!
She can do no wrong.
All right, nobody believes me. And there was when I was on the Stern Show, it was like, there's no way. And I'm like, there are girls.
Of course.
There are, but not many, Kelly. There aren't many that look like yours.
Everyone's jaded in Los Angeles, but I'm from Kansas. It's like we're, corn fed there. And all of my family has huge, huge breasts, and they're real. So it does exist.
It does exist, but the thing about that is that most of them sag a great amount. That's the problem with it.
Well, I know, but I've taken great care to keep
to the females listening and let them know what that is, because I would like to never see a saggy boob again if possible.
Well, I have some ideas for products that I've sort of developed on my own, and to keep them up. But I suggest that no large-breasted woman ever run again. There is no sports bra out there.
Don't run.
That
okay.
is going to hold them up. So there's other exercises you can do. I mean, I just do yoga. That's it.
All right.
And
this show is entertaining and educational. That's right. What I like about it. We've got a message for the large-breasted women listening to the show today. I love that.
Are you putting out a DVD on yoga, on how you do it?
I don't know.
Come on, let's encourage you.
I actually got my certification last year, and then I'm also certified a bartender, so I might mix it up, in that way too. So if anyone out there needs, I drink and I do yoga, and if anyone needs a bartender, I'm available.
Topless. Hired.
No, there's no topless. No topless? I need to keep them up. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's right.
I have to wear something.
I got you.
The website is kellyusa.com. That's K-E-L-L-I, by the way, not Y, as you might guess. And you can see some clips, some of the softcore clips from the movie that is called Faithless. It is available from Vivid today. Kelly, congratulations on your new career. I hope this is, I hope there are many more to follow.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
Ralph, we got an email from a Kerak listener who was in Nigeria when the goat man incident happened. Uh-huh. And he says that the goat man is in custody. They arrested the goat, and they're waiting for the goat to turn back into a man so that they can prosecute him for stealing the cart. Tell me we don't need to call back now that we have that.
Now that we have more information.
Wow, that's
fascinating. Let's call back and give him something to go on.
He's innocent. They're just using him as a scapegoat.
I'm just saying we may need to call again because the story just gets more and more curious.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
That is not a zero. That's a 100.
That was strong. I give Ralph big ups for that. All right. 8:55 Wednesday morning. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat.
It smells porny in here.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. She's nice. She's real pretty.
What is that scent that strippers and porn stars wear? What is that scent?
We need to find out.
We need to find out and bottle it.
Yep.
It's the scent of sex.
And I need to roll around in it like a pig in slop.
Kevin, what are the ingredients?
That's my. If you were going to make a perfume, Kevin, for strippers, what would one of the ingredients be that you put in there?
I refuse to answer.
On the grounds you may incriminate?
That's correct.
All right. Can I get a little camera over here? A little bit. There we go. Boy, a pretty girl walks in the studio and just fall to pieces.
Of course.
Don't you?
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
Me too?
Yes.
Come on.
The war continues. War continues between Hilary Duff and screen legend Faye Dunaway. Apparently, they are battling over a movie that was made 40 years ago.
I love this kind of absurdity.
Here's the thing.
This is great.
Great movie called Bonnie and Clyde, made in 1967. Huge, huge hit for Faye Dunaway, who played Bonnie in that film. Warren Beatty also was in that film. Probably his big breakout role for his career. Mm-hmm. And they are remaking it, and they have cast Hilary Duff in the role of Bonnie. And Faye Dunaway was asked what she thought about that. I mentioned this earlier this week. And Faye responded, couldn't they at least cast a real actress regarding someone taking over her role?
And there's no real reason for her to react like that, right? I mean, it's not a personal affront to her that they're remaking this movie.
Her career is, her legacy is safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Bonnie and Clyde and Network and the Eyes of Laura Mars, Mommy Dearest. I mean, she's had a very successful career. No reason to be bitter. Well, you'd think it would all end there, but no. Today, we find out that Hilary Duff has retaliated by telling E! Television, I think that my fans are going to go see the movie, don't even know who she is. So, you know, I think it was a little unnecessary. But I might be mad if I looked like that now, too.
Wow. Oh, that's wrong.
That's hurting a woman where she lives.
Awesome.
So, Faye, it's your turn.
Ball's in your court.
I'm here waiting, and I can't wait to hear what you have to say, Matt.
I hope this goes on forever.
I do, too. I hope there's just a knockdown, drag-out, hair-pulling, scratching cat fight on the red carpet of this movie.
This is Biggie Tupac is what this is.
Yep. Somebody's going down. Oh. I think it's Kelly McCarty. Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher may be the next celebrities to hop on the adoption bandwagon. National Enquirer reports the couple has decided to adopt after years of unsuccessful attempts to try to conceive. And inside sources say everyone is excited about a new edition coming possibly this summer. They're going to pick themselves up.
No, I'd be against that.
A little baby. So, you want Ashton Kutcher raising a kid? Do you? Really?
I think I'd like to be the kid that has him as my father. That'd be fun.
I don't know.
No?
He'd give you a bottle of milk and you start drinking it and it's vinegar or something. Ah, you got punked, infant. Yeah, I don't know if you want that around the house.
Would he punk an infant?
He would. He'd be punking infants.
And would he call him infant?
He would.
That's
infant.
Weird.
He wouldn't even give him a name. You have no name. Ah, you got punked. You have no name.
Just be mean.
From the creative mind of Ashton Kutcher.
Sure.
Comes a baby. Britney Spears' ex-manager, Sam Lutfi. By the way, did you know Sam's real first name?
No.
Osama.
For reals?
I kid you not.
Awesome. Did they call him Sam for short?
They call him Sam.
Wow.
But his first name was Osama Lutfi.
How about that?
He is none too pleased about being banished from Britney's life by her parents, Lynn and Jamie Spears. They have filed a restraining order against Sam, as well as several other people who they believe are bad influences on Britney's career and life.
Sure.
Sam has responded with a lawsuit, according to TMZ. He just went into courts this week. He says that the Spears and Britney owe him for libel, defamation, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and breach of contract.
That sounds like he's throwing everything in the bag that he could think of at it.
I've heard that he is in danger of losing his home and creditors are after him, so he needs a quick payout.
I'm trying to think back, Ralph. I don't remember all the details, but I mean, you know, Britney's parents came out and said we don't want her hanging around with those people because they're bad for her. But that's hardly
libelous.
It's not like they were accusing him, you know, him of giving her drugs or anything like that, right?
Well, Lutfi says that Britney's folks launched, in his quote, a campaign of lies to destroy him. And he also claims he's been the victim of public scorn after being mentioned specifically in Lynn's book, Through the Storm, the book she wrote about her ordeal with her daughter.
Sure.
He also says he was physically assaulted by Jamie Spears, her dad.
Hmm.
Sam says that he had an oral agreement with Britney to be paid 15% commission on managing her for 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's 15% of nothing?
Because that's what she was making when you were managing her.
Would you trust anybody that says they have an oral agreement with Britney Spears during that time?
God, no.
When she was out of her freaking mind?
No, seriously, she was shaving her head and she said to me, you can be my manager for 4 years for 15%. And then she hit me with an umbrella.
Throw it right out of court.
Wow.
Go away, Osama.
Yep. Go away, Osama. That's
time to argue.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Singer, original shock rocker Alice Cooper is 61 years old today.
And not a good-looking 61, I might say.
He can never tell. He's always wearing makeup, man. He's always got that mascara running down his face.
He's spent a fair amount of time in the sun in recent decades, you can tell.
You know what his big obsession is? Alice Cooper. Welcome to my nightmare, Alice Cooper. Has a big boa constrictor wrapped around and has his head chopped off by a guillotine on stage.
It's like the late 70s?
Eating bats and roaches and just killing things and going crazy. You know what his big obsession is?
What?
Golf.
Yeah.
That's what he likes to do.
Golf.
He likes to go golfing now.
You're fruit.
Daily Show correspondent Rob Corddry. Also a very talented actor and comedian. He is 38 years old. Boxer Oscar De La Hoya is 36. Rick Burch of Jimmy Eat World turns 34, as does Natalie Imbruglia. And Gavin DeGraw, the singer-songwriter, is 32 as well. Clyde Tombaugh, astronomer.
Yes.
Who found a rock that would be a planet and then have it stripped of its planetitude.
Pluto's coming back, man.
It's
don't count Pluto
back.
Out.
It's not even
Pluto
a planet.
Pluto is coming back.
It's just a piece of dirt in the sky. I could have found that.
So hey, look. Pluto's not a planet anymore. What's up with that?
Yeah. Come on.
What is up with that? He would have been 103 today, but he's very, very dead.
Yeah. And discredited, I might say.
And will never get a stamp, by the way. They just announced it. They decided
it's going to happen.
Never
they make those announcements?
Yeah. F. Tombaugh, no stamp. Says U.S. Postal Service. Is right here in my story.
Wow.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Thanks to all of our very special guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, including the ones that showed up. Craig Robinson, Friday and Saturday, this weekend, February 6th and 7th, on stage doing his comedy at the Irvine Improv at the Irvine Spectrum. Craig, of course, is Daryl on The Office. You can see him at improv.com to get your tickets.
He's got a day coming up in Honolulu, doesn't he, in Hawaii?
Come on!
Doesn't he have? I think he's performing in Honolulu.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
So you do Honolulu. Who comes to those comedy shows? Who's the? Because they're all tourists, right?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I told you guys I felt like Bean was trying to take my crown, and I needed to step it up.
Well
he's
done,
back,
sir.
So I did it.
Thanks to Kelly McCarty and her phenomenal natural boobs for joining us. The movie is available everywhere called Faithless. KellyUSA.com is the website. And even though she stiffed us, the beautiful Sarah Shahi for not being on the program today. Her TV show returns tonight on NBC. It is called Life. Don't miss it at 9 o'clock.
She's
I know
the best.
I'm going to be watching.
She's the best, and she made the right decision stiffing us. I think that
I'd like to see her reschedule, though.
She's all hormonal because she's having a baby and stuff. You got to cut her some slack, you know.
Tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, Chris Evans will be talking about his new movie, Push. Plus, we're going to have Tenacious D in the studio.
I think Kelly McCarty's doing a movie called Push, too.
I don't know what we're going to do with Psycho Mike when Tenacious D is here, but he has been ranting and raving about wanting to sing with them.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
Ever.
It better
I know.
Not happen.
I know. I'm ranting and raving. It's fate. It's just the way it is.
But why taint Tenacious D, who are great on their own? They don't need you stinking up their act.
I felt something, this power of nature that's telling me that I need to be the third member of Tenacious D. That's all there is to it.
Omar also talking about wanting to sing with them. I don't know what's going on.
They don't need any more members.
No, they're fine.
This afternoon, Cinco de la Tarde, we are going to talk about the Pope's YouTube channel.
All right.
And we're going to call Nigeria about the goat man. Get some more information on that.
No, you're not calling Nigeria again about the goat man.
Plus, we have Grammy tickets this afternoon, so join us then, won't you?
Recognize!
Jack Corbett's up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including the latest from Weezer. Also, the Chili Peppers, Hard to Believe, Nine Inch Nails, Coldplay, Green Day, and more next on K-Rock.
There's a newspaper in England called the Daily Telegraph, and they are reporting that that there's a new YouTube channel that apparently is going to be run by the Pope. The Pope is getting his own YouTube channel.
I saw the Pope ghost riding the whip the other day, and it was crazy that he and his friends were out there with a video camera, and he had to put it up on the net. I don't know what to tell you.
So bizarre. So we thought perhaps we should have the Pope call us at some point.
We do not have His Holiness on the phone as we expected.
He didn't want to hold. So we're going to have to reconnect.
Well, the Pope is a very, very challenging schedule. But, you know, this is, you know, it's not the internet is not a fad, kids. The internet is here to stay. President Obama, for instance, had a YouTube channel that was very popular during the campaign, and he thinks that was a good way for him to, you know, get his message out to people who are interested. Queen Elizabeth has a channel now. I mean,
what?
pretty much everybody has to have a presence on YouTube, it seems.
Queen Elizabeth's gone wild. She comes to spring break topless. It's really a good channel.
Oh, dear God.
Hey, Omar, have the Pope call us!
What does Omar know about the Pope? What are you talking about? Is that some guy in the Vatican I don't know about? Oh, there he is. We got him on the phone now. Okay.
Ah, guten Tag, Kevin and Ben. How are you?
We are good. How are you?
Yeah, das ist gut. Thank you so much.
Your Holiness, who's this guy Omar that couldn't get you on the phone? What's that all about?
It's Bishop Omar, who is in charge of all of the telecommunications in Vatican City.
I see.
Well, he should be fired then.
Well, we're going to excommunicate him. We don't really fire here at the Vatican.
No, that's true.
I see.
We excommunicate you, and then we kill you.
The story is that you are launching your own channel on YouTube with video and audio clips. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. We are doing a YouTube old Catholic version.
Okay.
Which is good because we want to show the kids that Catholicism is fun. It's crazy fun for all the kids to come join the Catholic Church.
It doesn't seem like that's what the Catholic Church is about.
I know. This is the new image of the Catholic Church. Okay. We're a crazy, zany bunch of crazy guys, and we want all the young kids to come and join the church so we can have more Catholics.
Huh, but you still can't have sex until you're married, right?
Right, that's still an abomination, like the gay. Okay. But there's other fun things you can do, and we show that with all the YouTube videos we have on Catholic YouTube.
Now, is it up already? Have you already started loading stuff up?
Not yet. Okay. We are still getting everything ready to go. We haven't launched it, as they say.
Right.
We're launching. Okay. But we're looking very forward soon to the launch, and then we will let everyone see the funny, hilarious YouTube videos of the Catholic Church.
Now, Pope Benedict, what kinds of videos should we be expecting in the first week when your channel goes live?
Most of them I will be doing myself, because we haven't collected, the people haven't made their own to send in to us yet, so I've been starring in a lot of my own YouTube videos.
Is it like speeches and stuff?
Or? Nine!
Okay!
Nine, it's hilarious hard craziness for all the Catholic kids.
I don't remember the Pope ever sounding this German before.
That's because the other one was Polish.
Oh, right. This is the Nazi one. This
I'm
one,
Pope
here.
Benedict, the German one.
I see.
Help me out, Kevin. Don't work against me.
Sorry, okay. I'm sorry, Your Holiness.
One of my first videos is this one. Catholic rain. Some get saved and others feel the pain. Catholic rain.
I can't imagine.
Abel was murdered by his brother Cain. Catholic rain. It'll be like that. It's crazy fun for the kids.
Wow. That'll be very popular. I think people will like that.
Yeah, and then, of course, a very popular one we're going to be putting up is Two Nuns, One Cup.
Oh, no, Your Holiness, please stay away from that.
Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is my cup of everlasting life.
Wow. Oh, no.
But you better wash it out first before you drink from it.
That is terrible.
It's zany.
That is not zany.
Chris Crocker will be stopping by.
Chris Crocker?
Yes.
Who's that?
Leave Jesus alone!
Oh, the Britney Spears dude?
He suffered enough! Leave Jesus alone!
How'd you get him?
For doing that. We threatened him with eternal damnation.
I see. Okay, that'll
and
do
he
it.
Thought this would be better because he's gay. And we also have, I will be, me and two of the bishops will be doing the Beyonce single ladies dance.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Oh, awesome. We put on the black leotards and we shake our moneymakers.
That's got to be hilarious.
We'll be doing the Diet Coke trick with communion wafers.
Oh, really?
You put them in Diet Coke and it makes a big explosion.
Better than the Mentos, you think?
Oh,
huh?
Much better, because God loves the wafers.
Yeah,
more
sure.
than the Mentos.
Yeah, sure. Everybody
Mentos
knows
is
that,
more of a Muslim thing.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know it had a religion.
And also, we are doing this popular song. Oh my God, Jews! Oh my God, don't Jews suck? These Jews are okay, but they're still going to hell. These Jews suck.
Come on, no.
But they're okay sometimes, Jews.
Your Holiness, come on.
Jews.
You might want to rethink that.
Oh my God, Jews.
You can't put that out.
It's going to be very popular.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
So I hope you all tell Nigeria, make them look on the internet.
Thank you, Your Holiness.
Hey!
Nope.
Not at all. Close. Not even a little bit. No?
It's the Kevin Amin Cinco de la Tarde from the world famous K-Rock. It is Wednesday afternoon. Ralph, we don't need you in here because all you're going to do is try to rain on our parade where we're trying to do good work.
I'm trying to save you from yourselves.
Why do you hate? That's a great question, Kevin.
Are you retarded? This morning you did a segment this morning where you tried to call Nigeria about the Goatman story.
Yes.
It crashed horribly.
It went down in flames. I don't recall it going down in flames.
It was a nightmare.
We called Nigeria four calls.
You couldn't get through Nigeria. The fifth guy, when you talked to him, who you called a woman, by the way, Kevin, had no idea what you were talking about and eventually ended up hanging up on you. And that's the way all of these bits go every time you try to call a foreign country about some lame news story.
Don't be a quitter.
It's been 20 years, enough already.
Don't be a Ralph, because one guy in the whole country didn't know about the story. Don't condemn all of Nigeria. The next guy we call is going to be very well versed in the story because this has been a big deal down there.
I'm not condemning them. I'm condemning you for doing this over and over again. Give a quick recap of this story
before we find out more information.
Police in Lagos, Nigeria are holding a goat on suspicion of attempted armed robbery. Vigilantes took the black and white beast to the police saying it was an armed robber who had used black magic to transform himself into a goat to escape arrest after trying to steal a Mazda 323. That's what we're dealing with here. We got a goat who was a man who turned into a goat to get away from the police, and they've got him held in jail waiting for him to turn back into a man. It's black magic. It has everything.
Why has the magic got to be black?
Let's not call Lagos.
I'm saying we need more information.
I'm saying you do, but you won't get it from any of these phone calls. That's my point.
Calling the Hilton, I believe?
It's a waste of our time and of the listeners.
Calling Robert's Cafe, perhaps?
Okay. Robert's Cafe.
Robert's Cafe
in Nigeria.
Get more information. Belief in witchcraft is widespread in parts of Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation. Residents have been coming to the police station to see the goat. It has appeared in the newspaper.
It's not a jail anymore. It's a petting zoo.
The police have the goat in jail. That doesn't say anything to you? That's fantastic. The police. This is not just some...
This is the story's unrelated from what's going to happen during this segment. That's what I'm telling you.
I don't like your attitude. I got to be honest.
All right. As soon as they pick up, all the details will be revealed.
Robert's Cafe, probably very busy this time of day there, whatever time it is there.
What time would it be?
I have no idea.
Probably serving their new popular goat burgers.
Nigeria's what, 9, 10, 11 hours, 12 hours ahead? I don't know.
Just keep saying numbers. You'll get lucky.
13.
Do we have... Oh, there we go.
Ladies and gentlemen. That's one.
Okay.
All right. That's okay. Time. We're not quitters, Ralph. That's the thing about us.
Exactly.
That one was low and inside. You swung.
Look, you call Africa, you don't expect to get through on the first call every time. That doesn't mean it's not still a valid attempt to make.
The last time you did it was this morning. Right. How can your memories be so short?
Now we're calling the Hilton. That's who we talked to this morning, and they had so much information that we had to cut them off.
Yes.
That's how I remember it.
No, I remember you asking him if he had the internet and to look up the story for you.
Hello, is this the Hilton?
I feel good about this.
Is this the Hilton Hotel?
Yes, please.
Okay. Have you heard the story about the goat man?
Sorry?
Have you heard the story about the goat that the police have arrested for stealing a car? A goat man.
A goat man?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. A goat man.
Eat that, Garmin!
He was a man who turned into a goat to avoid capture by the police, and he's being held in Nigeria. Are you familiar with the story?
And he turned to a goat, right?
Yes.
Yes, he turned into a goat. That's correct.
He turned into a goat, right?
Yes.
You know, where are you calling from?
The United States of America.
You want to confirm if it's true or not?
Yes.
We had this true, but we had this news, but we don't know how authentic it is.
Oh,
okay.
You're not sure how authentic it is. Okay, have you heard of black magic like this happening before for real in your country?
Stories can always come, but it's when you see you believe.
Right.
Things like this can come. Hold on.
Okay.
But hold on, please.
Hold on, please.
He's going to put through to their goat man extension.
You have to go to Vice President of Goats.
He knew the story.
You can suck this.
I think that was a she this time, Kevin.
Okay,
I couldn't tell.
And I'll have you know. You know what we got?
Wait.
Yes, you put us on hold. Did you find out more information?
I don't know how authentic it is. Stories can fly.
All right, here's what we'd like.
I can say anything, but I'm not too sure.
Okay, sir, could you please do some research?
Or ma'am.
Could you please do some research? And we'll call back tomorrow morning on our show, and then you can give us the update.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
You.
There we go.
That's
I see a love connection.
About.
What is your name, sir? Or ma'am?
I'm not. Hello?
Hello? What is your name, ma'am? Or sir? Can you leave can you leave information at the front desk so that when we call, we'll get the update?
The line is quite faint. I can hear you.
I think this has been successful.
I'm satisfied.
Sir,
no.
Sir, what is your name?
Hello?
What is your name, sir? What is your name, sir?
You have to speak louder.
Can't sir, what is your name? What happened?
I don't know. It was going so well.
Yeah, well, we found out.
All right, we'll try this again
in Nigeria. They're not sure if the story is real or not.
But
that's what you learned.
Hello?
Oh!
Hello?
We'd like to speak to the goat man, please.
I stand corrected. This went great.
No,
well, I haven't already had the haze in it, though.
I added a fourth.
But it was late. It was way late.
No, it was right on the money.
No, I don't think so.
Kevin and Bean, Cinco de la Tarde on the world-famous K-Rock. It is Wednesday afternoon. Ralph, I know you have more Grammy tickets again today for this Sunday. You can do them now or do them at the end?
Right now.
All right.
Grammy tickets. Want to go? Swell. Here they are. Be caller 8 at 1-800-520-1067, and you will score yourself a pair of tickets to see the Grammys live and in person at the beautiful Staples Center.
Right, you can't, of course, buy these tickets anywhere. They only are available for, you know, artists and people in the industry and give away. The 51st Annual Grammys airs this Sunday night at 8 o'clock on CBS, or you can win them from your radio pal, Ralph Garman, right now.
Caller number 8 at that number. As I said, you get to see Coldplay perform this year, U2. Dave Grohl and Paul McCartney will be performing together. Kanye West. It is quite the lineup of performances at the Staples Center this year for the Grammy Awards. And, of course, in case you can't get through and be caller number 8, you can watch them on television on February 8th.
That's
on
it's TV.
CBS.
I said that, in fact.
There we go.
Sunday night.
Dean said that. Like I listened to you.
Yeah.
Well, that's ever listening to you.
Tune out.
I've got hurt feelings. I've got hurt feelings. I see Flight of the Conchords this
you
weekend.
You bet.
I did not see
that. That's so funny. Do you ever watch television, Kevin? Do you ever watch a program while it is airing?
I'm busy. I got a life.
You're not busy.
I have a life. Dude.
You don't.
Watch
you
a
have
lot
a
of
staff
hockey.
Of hundreds.
I watch a lot of hockey.
That handle your life for you. All you need to do is stumble to work and to home. It's all you need to do.
I watch.
Where do you, what do you do with your time?
Lakers, Kings.
How often are they on during the day?
About every other night. And
we need to have Kevin's personal assistant, Linus, on to detail for us what Kevin's schedule is
like
when he leaves the show.
Kevin for one day just to see what he does, since he claims so much.
We may have been sidetracked a little. We were talking about something else?
Grammys?
Grammys? Okay,
good. We're done with that.
Let's move on.
We moved on to Flight of the Conchords, so now we're going someplace else.
Now are you going to do another story?
Oh, your picture again? Can I hear your camera lens?
Nope.
Shaquille O'Neal's in trouble.
Why?
As is ESPN.
Is he fat?
The gays are unhappy.
Oh.
Apparently there was a commercial running on ESPN that featured Shaq talking to commentator Mike Breen. And Mike Breen says to him, "Hey, can I get a fist kiss?" He takes his fist and he goes to bump them with him.
Yeah,
like the Obamas do?
Exactly. You know, it's a fist pound, basically,
sure.
But they reference it as a fist kiss in the commercial. And Shaq bristles and says, "No fist kiss, no fist love, no fist hump, none of that. You're a weirdo, man. Stay over there. Fist kiss. That's disgusting." So it's a sort of joke of Shaq's uncomfortable touching a man.
Right, okay.
And the gays, Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, GLAAD, had blasted ESPN, and now they have apologized and since pulled the spot.
But he didn't say anything directly about gays and lesbians?
No.
Mm-mm. Huh.
Now, this is in spite of the fact, and several articles have pointed this out, that Shaq has a history of being an advocate for gay rights. He's been very comfortable and pro-gay his whole life. In fact, he stated at one time when other NBA players were saying they wouldn't want a gay guy on their team. Remember that, a big brouhaha?
Yes. When Rudy Gay was coming into the league,
He said he would protect a gay teammate against any such bias or
discrimination.
Discrimination, exactly.
And at another time, when he was in Miami, he chased down a pack of gay bashers in Miami on the street, wow. ran them down, and caught them till police got there.
Come on. Shaq's never run anyone down in his whole life.
He's a sheriff, man.
Yeah, but he can't run.
He can run right. when he wants to. So it's kind of a shame that they are attacking him for this commercial when in reality it was just meant to be a joke.
Seems like he may be the wrong target. He seems to be on their side.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Kobe, how my ass tastes. Everybody, Kobe, how my ass tastes.
Right, plus he wants a guy to taste his ass. What could be more gay than that? What could be more gay-friendly than that rap?
I don't think that he was really serious about that. I think he was making fun of Kobe. No.
Someone else is upset. A lot of people upset in today's showbiz news.
All right.
A lot of fans of the Sex Pistols are furious. Former Sex Pistols frontman John Lydon, probably best known as Johnny Rotten with the Sex sure. Pistols, mm-hmm. is now doing commercials in the UK selling Country Life butter.
Well, he, in the last few years, has admitted that everything he does at this point is a cash grab. I mean, he's come out and said that.
Well, the punks are upset with him for selling out. They don't think it's right that the former face of the punk movement is now selling butter on TV commercials.
Okay.
Johnny responded by saying, "It's all about great butter." So
that's funny.
He's got a point there.
I like it.
It's really all about the butter.
That's what we've been saying for a long time.
We really have. That's been the motto of the Kevin and Bean Show.
It's all about the butter.
It's all about the butter. And we're having Jack Black in tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Turns out he's not just a box office giant. He's also a full-time dad, too. He plans to bring his two small children when he goes to England to film Gulliver's Travels because he says he goes nowhere without them.
Wow.
That's pretty cool when you get to travel with dad when he gets to work. So I don't know how it's going to work when they get into school, but at least when they're young, he can have them on the set, which is nice.
Ralph, you're an accomplished actor
yes.
yourself.
Hey, speaking of which, thanks for everyone who sent me the emails about last night's 10 Items or Less, which was my big show.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
You didn't know you were on?
Didn't see it, didn't TiVo it, have not seen my own episode, have not seen my own performance.
How much of your own big show?
But apparently everyone's been very kind and they said they enjoyed it, so that's nice.
So my question was, could you do what Jack Black did on 30 Rock? Was it 30 Rock last week that he was on? Making out with Cloris Leachman? The Office. Making out with Cloris Leachman. I mean, just full on making out with Cloris Leachman for minutes at a time. Could you do that? Are you professional enough that you could have performed that role?
Could I ever?
Are reversals accepted?
Dusty.
Come on.
That's what I do.
Wow. Come on.
What? I'm saying she's an older lady.
Right?
Oh, my God.
And she probably, you know. Has some
I'm
issues.
I'm dangerously dry.
She has some issues that are related to age.
All right.
I wish I had not begun this conversation.
Yeah.
That was my radio name, by the way, back in Philadelphia.
Nope.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah. WMMR.
Let me hear you do a break.
Hey. Coming up next, we got The Boss. Then we got some Eddie Money coming up next. You're listening to The Dusty Show. I wasn't on the air for very long in Philly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Let's talk about today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Lisa?
Shall we?
Who's celebrating their birthday today, Lisa?
Let's see. I'm trying to remember now.
Alice Cooper.
So
Alice Cooper, Cooper 61 right. years old today.
Golfer? Supposedly 61.
Rob Corddry from The Daily Show and from funny things that he does.
Right?
He's 38.
It's quite an exhaustive list.
Boxer Oscar De La Hoya turns 36. Jimmy Eat World's bassist Rick Birch is 34, as is singer Natalie Imbruglia. And Gavin DeGraw also celebrates his 32nd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
And we did get a winner for the Grammy tickets, of course, but thanks for calling. We'll have more for you tomorrow afternoon between 5 and 6. How about the Kevin and Bean Morning Show for Thursday? What do we have lined up for tomorrow, Kevin?
I think we need to call Nigeria about the goat man.
No.
We need to follow up on that.
We were so close.
.com.
We have Chris Evans from the movie Push, and we have Tenacious D in our studios.
Uh-huh. Come on. How great is that going to be? All of that tomorrow, and of course, we'll have more tickets you can win of your choice of nights for Coachella. Then you get in the grand prize drawing that we do Friday to find out who among you gets to go to Destination Number 2, the K-Rock World Tour 2009. The Killers in Barcelona.
Barcelona! Barcelona!
Nicole Alvarez is next with 60 minutes of commercial-free nonstop K-Rock music, including the Chili Peppers. Also, 3 Days Grace, Social D, Kings of Leon, and more next on K-Rock.